following is a presentation of the new skin, BYU Sports Network. BYU Cougars basketball is on the air.
Back left to Trevin. Pole, fire, score! Trevin nailed for three!
This is Cougar Pregame Live, brought to you by Mountain America Credit Union. Mountain America, guiding members forward for more than 80 years. To get you ready for BYU versus Fresno State, here's your host, Jason Shepherd.
Good evening, BYU basketball fans. Welcome into Cougar Pregame Live, presented as always by Mountain America, the official credit union of BYU Athletics. As you just heard, the BYU Cougars back at home to face the Fresno State Bulldogs. And it's been a long 8 days since BYU last played, and unfortunately things didn't go so well for the Cougars on the East Coast. BYU coming off an 83-64 defeat at Providence last Tuesday night. Cougars really struggled to shoot the basketball. And then on the other side of things, the Friars just could not miss for most of the game. It was BYU's second loss of the season, which puts the Cougars at 6-2. Heading into tonight's matchup with the Bulldogs, Fresno State enters tonight's game at 3-6, and they have dropped 4 games in a row. Now, BYU leads the all-time series 14-6, including a 7-1 record here in Provo. Fresno State is a good offensive rebounding team, so that's something that BYU needs to pay attention to tonight. In fact, the Bulldogs are the only program to have two players ranked top 50 nationally in offensive rebounding, and that's Morsek and Elijah Price. The Bulldogs' leading scorer is Amar Aguilard, and he's averaging 16 points per game. And as I mentioned a moment ago, BYU hasn't played in 8 days, and you always want to get back on the floor after a loss as soon as you can. So I know this team is really itching to get that bad taste out of their mouths. And I asked Dawson Baker how the team has handled having to sit on that loss to Providence.
Yeah, it always sucks to sit with a loss for longer than you want because you're just so eager to get another game in just to prove, just to respond to the last game. But it's been good for us to have these practices where we can really just like hone in on things that we need to really find our identity in, which has been really good for us. We've had a couple of great practices where we got to look at some growing pains on film and work it out on the court. So it's been good for us. It's been a long, long time. Feels like we've been playing forever, but I'm excited to get back at it.
Is it a situation where certainly there's things to work on and you've had time to do that, but do you also have to fight against overreacting to one loss?
Absolutely. Like, there's going to be losses through the course of a season, and that's ultimately when you actually get better, is through losses with a team like this where we can build our chemistry. And so we got to keep our heads. We got to understand that's one game, and it was a away game. We didn't play our best basketball game, and we can still see our potential. So not overreact, but just get better and take the loss for what it is and make it a learning experience.
The last time you and I talked, I believe it was actually the exhibition game, so right before the season started there at the end of October. When you look at where the team was as you began the season, and now you look at the team at 6-2, where has this team progressed the most, do you think, since the beginning of the year?
Yeah, I think we're going to see a lot of this Fresno State game about just our identity defensively, and that has been shaped a lot more these past couple of days, especially what our identity is and what we're looking for defensively as a unit, guarding as a team. And offensively, I think it's going to be similar to what we were trying to do from the beginning, is just being a fast pace, shooting threes, and playing pick and rolls and creating for other people. So, yeah, definitely our defense has changed a lot over this course of a couple games.
Well, let's stay with the Fresno State theme then. This is a team that lost, I believe, 4 in a row coming into the game. What do you know about them? What stands out? I know they're a good offensive rebounding team. Give me your thoughts on the Bulldogs.
Yeah, they're one of the top teams transition in college basketball. They got a great coach, and you never like to see teams coming out after a couple of losses. And that's when they're hungry and desperate. And so we got to make sure to bring it because we're coming off a loss as well. But yeah, they're going to get on transition. They got a lot of guards that are very drive heavy, and they're good at getting by people and causing havoc at the rim. So it'll be a good test for us for sure.
You've come off the bench, provided really good minutes. You're averaging almost 9 points per game. How have you fit into your role on this team so far?
Yeah, it's a different role for me in my basketball experience. But I think just coming in and being aggressive and bringing some life off the bench, whether that's scoring, making defensive plays, rebounding, or just being a general on the floor, coming off the bench is really big for us. And so I'm just going to continue to focus on those things, being aggressive, looking for my shot, and bring some offense to the floor when I come off the bench.
Because of what you were saying, that it is a different role than what you're used to throughout most of your career, what's been the biggest, is it more of a mental mindset, and in terms of you're sort of expected to, right when you're called upon, you got to go in and it's instant production? Like, what has been the biggest transition for you going from one role to the other?
Yeah, definitely. I think mentality is a lot different. When your opportunities look a little different, your mentality has to change, and you got to be ready when you come in to just play your game. And that's definitely has been a mental shift for me that I'm continuing to work through and continue to hopefully improve throughout the season. When I come in, just be mentally like I was playing the whole game and come in like I'm hot, like I've already hit a couple shots. So it's definitely a mentality shift.
It's crazy to think, but the non-conference part of the schedule is winding down. After Fresno, you got two more non-conference, and then it's Big 12 play. I can't believe that we're already that far into the season. Do you feel like to this point you've gotten out of the non-conference what you guys had hoped to be able to get out of it?
Yeah, I think so. I think we've still got three big games to learn from coming up that are going to be really important for us. And it's going to be a continual process of what that looks like, what we're looking for. But I think ultimately nothing's going to really prepare you for the Big 12. It's going to be a gauntlet. And we've had a couple. Providence was a good experience for us to face something that was similar to the Big 12 and a good atmosphere. But we're going to continue to grow throughout the whole season in the Big 12. And we're not going to be, you know, completely ready off the couple games that we played already. And it's going to be a growing experience for sure.
All right, let's wrap things up with this. It's been the big story over the last 24, 48 hours. AJ DeBonta goes on ESPN with Stephen A. Smith and chooses BYU over Kansas and North Carolina and Alabama. What does something like that and the visibility that this program is getting right now, what does it do and mean for this program?
Definitely puts a lot more eyes on us. There's a lot more, I don't want to say pressure, but there's a lot more attention that's coming our way, which was rightfully earned. I feel like we've had a couple great seasons here at BYU. And so it's awesome to have a generational talent like that come here, choose here, want to be here, and be a part of this program that's a very future-oriented program that looks to make players into pros. And so it's exciting to have him be a part of it and ultimately have the BYU culture kind of run through him and run through everyone else through here. That it continued to be a special place, and I think those things won't change.
I'm assuming you've had an opportunity to interact with him. What type of guy is he like? I mean, how does he fit into what you guys are wanting to do? Is he just one of the guys already?
Yeah, my short experiences being around him, he's just a laid-back dude, and definitely through basketball and watching him, he's very more intense on the court than he is off the court. So I'm excited to get to know him a little bit more as he comes through here and is around more and that now that he's committed.
Now, exciting times around BYU basketball, and that's sort of been the storyline for the last 6 months. Everybody's so excited. But it's all about the Fresno State Bulldogs. Dawson, thank you so much. Good luck against Fresno, and let's keep this thing going as non-conference begins to wind down.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much.
Good stuff from Dawson Baker. I appreciate him taking a few minutes. And we talked about one of the big storylines that obviously is big now. You won't be able to see AJ DeBonta for a little while. But the other big story is something that is developing today. And Greg Wrubell spoke with Kevin Young just a few moments ago. You will hear the entire conversation coming up in about 20 minutes or so from now. But Yegor Demon is not going to be available tonight. According to Coach Young, he got a knee contusion. He's out about a week and a half. Then they're going to reevaluate. The quote says, so hopefully he's back at it soon. So no Yegor tonight. That means Trevin Nell is going to be put back into the starting lineup. He was in the starting lineup when Dallin Hall was not available. And then when Dallin came back, Trevin went to the bench. So now Trevin is in your starting five. So your starting five will be Hall, Nell, Saunders, Ketchings, and Kaba Keita. With the timeline that Coach Young just referenced in talking with Greg, after tonight, you have two non-conference games remaining, and then you have roughly, 9-10 days before you actually play your first conference game. That should actually bode pretty well. Now, maybe you don't have Yegor for the remainder of your non-conference, but certainly with that timeline, if everything goes well, the hope would certainly to have Yegor ready for Big 12 play. We'll talk about that and lots of other stuff coming up on the other side. Mark Durant will join me for our courtside conversation from the Marriott Center coming up next. We'll talk with Mark about all that after this on the new skin, BYU Sports Network. Effect, and that is no Yegor Demon tonight. Knee contusion, Coach Young told Greg, going to be reevaluated in about a week and a half. So in all likelihood, probably doesn't play for the remainder of the non-conference season. But what does that mean for tonight and maybe over the next two or three games?
Well, you never want someone to be injured, but it does not look like it's anything too serious. And so you think, well, okay, we've got a guy. How can this help us? And I think like Dallin being out early helped Yegor kind of get his feet wet and, you know, play well and kind of run the team his way. This is a good opportunity for Dallin, who I think has not played up to his potential. He's, you know, had the injury for the first month or so and just doesn't seem quite right. He's been good at times, obviously, but I think this will give him a chance to just have the ball in his hands and run the show and really get back in the feel of things again. Now, what it does hurt you is at some point these two have to play together and both play well together, and they haven't really done that. Didn't look good out at Providence. So I'm hoping that this will help Dallin get his confidence up a little bit, and then when Yegor does come back, I hope those two guys can figure it out, because it would be a dynamic combination if they can both play well at the same time. But, you know, you kind of deal with what you have. What's nice is to have two kind of all-conference point guards that, so you have a little depth when one is hurt, that you can have the other without much of a drop-off. And so that's good, and we'll just see how BYU could perform these next few games without Yegor. These are games that should be winnable for BYU. Can't take anything for granted, and they did not look good against Providence, but I think that was more of a blip than a real problem, and I look for BYU to play very well tonight with or without Yegor.
Yeah, and I think that's kind of the way I looked at the Providence loss, and I was actually traveling to El Paso for women's basketball, and I was watching the game on my phone, and after the game I just kind of thought, yeah, I mean, that's certainly not the way you wanted it to play out. But I also, and I even asked Dawson Baker this question in the interview in the previous segment, I think you also have to sort of fight against one game that really didn't go your way and they shot lights out to overreact to one game. You certainly want to make adjustments and do things like that, but you don't want to put so much into one loss that you sort of blow it out of proportion. And I think that's probably the best way to handle it. Sounds like you kind of feel the same way.
Yeah, you know, I kind of asked Coach Young after the game, you know, is this something, how do you deal with a loss like this? You're going to look at film and change some things? He said, no, we're not going to change anything. We're just, you know, if we weren't doing something as good as we should or the right way, we're not changing what we do. We just want to get better at what we do. And so I think that's how you learn from it, is you watch a lot of film individually and as a team. Where did we not do what we're being taught to do? And, you know, listen, everybody knows, and I've been, you know, watching 50 years of basketball, and you just have some off nights. And it usually happens when you're on the road. And a lot of these guys like Yegor and Cannon, as good as they are, have never played in that road environment before, and it's different, it's hard, and you kind of have to get used to doing it, because the guys get a dunk or hit a big three and the crowd's going nuts, and maybe you start to press a little bit, and those games get away from you. Games get away from teams. You want to limit that obviously as much as you can. And good teams, it happens less to really good teams, but we see it all the time in the NBA, college, high school. I mean, you have off nights. And yeah, now if it happened again tonight, then you start to think. But BYU had played pretty well up to that point, yeah. And so there's no reason to think it's a problem, but you do want to learn from it.
Far be it from me to correct you, but I think your math may be off. I'm not sure how you could watch 50 years of basketball when you're only 30 years old, Mark.
I know I look super young. I know I do. But my math is probably off, because that's why I was an English major, because I didn't want to take math.
Well done, well done. All right, so after tonight, you've only got two more non-conference games after tonight. And obviously, without Yegor over the next couple, maybe this fluctuates how you answer this, but have you seen enough to have a good feel on how good this team is, or how well they might do in Big 12 play, or is that still sort of to be determined?
I think for me it's still to be determined. I think this team has shown me that they can compete, probably win most of their home games, steal a couple away games. But I really don't feel like, maybe North Carolina State a little bit, but I don't feel like they've really played where they can play. I think, you know, I go down the list of guys who I think could perform a little better. Cannon, I think, is still trying to figure out, you know, what he can do, and he sometimes forces things a little bit, but I think he's just an amazing player. I mean, he could be so good, and so he's kind of figuring things out. And of course, we've had the injuries we've talked about, and, you know, I think we've seen sparks from Dawson Baker and Foose and Kaba, but I still think nobody's quite playing up to their potential. Maybe Richie's played pretty well, but I just don't feel like this team is going 100 miles an hour. They're going, you know, they're going to speed limit. Let's put the pedal to the metal and get going. I think this team has a pretty powerful engine, and they're just kind of idling at times. So we'll see, but they're going to need to figure it out. I mean, they've got a couple weeks here, but it's hard to figure it out during conference play. It's a grind, so I hope they can figure it out soon.
What do you make of this Fresno State team that comes in on a four-game losing streak?
I got a lot of history with Fresno.
Yes, you do.
So, I mean, you know, it's been a struggle for them, but I'm looking at them, and they've got some good size and looks like some athletes. So it's a game that I think BYU should handle easily, but this is a team that is hungry. We saw what Providence, coming off three losses, what they look like hunger-wise. And so I think they're dangerous, and they have the athletes to really scare you if you're not ready to go tonight.
All right, let's get to the fun stuff before we wrap things up here. Yesterday was a landmark day, and I mean that in every sense of the word. AJ DeBonsa went on ESPN and chose BYU basketball over KU, North Carolina, and Alabama, and then stayed there and gave you reason after reason after reason why BYU is the best fit for him. We're talking about the number one prospect, the potential number one draft pick in 2026, and he said BYU is the place for me. How big was that moment?
It's one of the great moments in BYU basketball history, and I don't say that lightly. To get the top recruit, and I'm just in love with this guy. I mean, the way he handled himself. I mean, the easy route would to be to not choose BYU, and I'm sure he had a lot of people in his ear saying, "What the heck are you thinking going to BYU?" But all the things that you used to could use as reasons not to come to BYU, BYU has addressed those. It's obviously the money's important, but being in the Big 12 and having a coach that has NBA connections and guys believe can get them to the next level. I mean, it's all of the things that maybe worked against BYU in the past now are strengths, and I hope it's not the last number one recruit we get, and I hope that it helps propel BYU forward into being a real player and a force in college basketball. And I think if that happens, we can look back to this last year or so and culminating with the AJ coming to BYU.
Such exciting times, to say the very least. Mark, great stuff as always. I appreciate it. Thanks, man. We'll hear you coming up in a few minutes with Greg.
All right, love you, man. See you.
Thank you, brother. That is Mark Durant, our courtside conversation, joining me from the Marriott Center. Want to remind you to go to BigOTires.com and make an appointment at one of 50 locally owned and operated Utah locations. Big O Tires, the team you trust. Not a whole lot of other college basketball action going on, but we'll update you on what there is after this on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
With more Mountain America Cougar Pregame Live, here's Jason Shepherd.
Well, like I said, not a whole lot else going on in college hoops. In fact, only one other Big 12 team playing tonight, and they're already done. It's already a final. Baylor defeated Norfolk State 94-69 in top 25 action. Mark Pope's fifth-ranked Kentucky Wildcats lead Colgate 17-5. 10 minutes to go in the first half there. Later on tonight, 8 o'clock Mountain, number 23 San Diego State will host Cal Baptist. And then you've got Utah Valley at home hosting North Dakota. The Fighting Hawks actually had a 10-point lead early, but the Wolverines have roared back. Just under 8 minutes to go in the first half in Orem, and it is 25-19, Utah Valley leading North Dakota. Coming up after this, we'll get you back to the Marriott Center for the Cougar Pregame Coaches Show with Greg Rubel. You're listening to BYU Basketball on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
This is the Zions Bank Cougar Pregame Coaches Show on the new skin, BYU Sports Network. Zions Bank, for all your personal and business banking needs, Zions Bank is for you. Let's take you courtside and join the voice of the Cougars, Greg Rubel.
Good evening, Cougar basketball fans, and welcome courtside inside the Marriott Center on the BYU campus here in Provo, Utah, as tonight the Cougars return home. For the first time in almost 3 weeks, looking to get back on the winning track after losing two of their last three, it's BYU and Fresno State for the second consecutive season, but for the first time in the Marriott Center in 14 years. My name is Greg Rubel. I'll have your play-by-play call tonight, joined on the headset by my 28th season broadcast partner, the former Cougar hoopster, Mark Durant. Mark, since BYU last played in this building, Kevin Young's team went 1-2 against some pretty big-name opponents. Could have gone 2-1 by finishing off Ole Miss in San Diego, but then BYU got pummeled in Providence. It was the first time this season that BYU looked overmatched, and not coincidentally, Mark, it was the only true away game the Cougs have played this season.
I mean, it's hard to describe how difficult it is to win and to win on the road, and unless you've been there, you just don't understand what it means. And Providence is a good team that just had lost three in a row and had come home and were desperate for a win. They had a huge crowd. The crowd got excited, and it's hard to quantify how much more energy players play with when they're playing in front of their home crowd like that. And BYU ran into a buzzsaw because they hadn't experienced that. Some of these younger guys were kind of overwhelmed by that, and they did not play well, and Providence got going and got their confidence, and it was not a good show for BYU. Now, I think this team will learn from that and get better, and will have to get better, obviously, in conference play, but that's a good lesson to learn, and I don't think something that should be too concerning at this point. Obviously, it happens time and again that will happen, but I think BYU's played pretty well up to that point. It's one of those games where it got away from them, and now you just kind of refocus and get back into playing, and it's a great opportunity to bounce back here tonight.
Indeed it is. My pregame conversation with BYU head coach Kevin Young is coming up next. We've got an injury-related lineup change to discuss, and we'll do that next as the Zions Bank Cougar pregame coaches show continues on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Time to hear from BYU head coach Kevin Young as we return to the Zions Bank Cougar Pregame Coaches Show. Here's Greg Rubel.
BYU and Fresno State coming up, top of the hour, 20th all-time meeting. BYU leads the all-time series 14-5 with a 7-1 advantage here in Provo. The two teams faced off last season in Salt Lake City. Cougs won that one 85-56. Time now for my pregame conversation with BYU head coach Kevin Young, presented by Zions Bank. For all your personal and business banking needs, visit us online at zionsbank.com or stop by your local Zions Bank branch to meet with a banker in person. Let us show you all the ways Zions Bank is for you. And tonight, we're talking about a lineup change for BYU because freshman guard Yegor Dimon is banged up and will not play against Fresno State. Here's the coach on that and the outlook for the young Russian.
Yeah, I got a knee contusion. He's out about a week and a half, and then we'll reevaluate. So hopefully he's back at it soon. But he's in good hands with our medical guys.
Pick it up in the Providence game?
Yeah, first play of the game. You know, it was actually looked a lot worse on film than it could have been a lot worse. I should say, but lucky it wasn't anything worse than it is.
So with the lineup change, Trevin Nell comes back in as a starter.
Yep, he's in there. He's had a great year. He's somebody we can really count on. Obviously, he gives us a lot of spacing out there. Hopefully, he can knock some shots down, but he's been really good for us.
What do you like most about the way your team is playing at the moment?
We continue to play unselfish. We've got some things we've got to work on. We've had a really good week of practice. I like where things are. in terms of our mentality on the defensive end of the floor. There's some things that we really kind of planted our flag on the ground on and made sure that the guys were clear on what we wanted to see out there defensively. So that's kind of what a lot of the focus has been, along with handling pressure. You know, turnovers haven't been a huge thing, but I thought we just kind of took shots that were uncharacteristic that we wanted to take in the last game and look to see some better shot quality this game.
Without Yegor right now, leaning a little more on Dallin Hall, obviously.
Yeah, it'll be a good opportunity for him to carry a load. You know, he obviously missed a bunch of time early. I think that set him back. He's still trying to get his sea legs under him. So tonight will be, a really good opportunity for him.
Okay. Your thoughts on a Fresno State team that is coached by a guy you know really well in Vance Wahlberg?
Yeah, Vance is great, man. We had some fun times together when we both worked for the Sixers. Really smart basketball mind, sees things unique ways in terms of, his dribble drive and creating driving lanes and things like that. And, he's got his guys playing well. They've had some tough games where they've been in the game and they kind of got away from him late. But, he's a really good coach. The guys play extremely hard, and, it'll be a tough game tonight.
And they've been either first or second in the tempo for the early part of the season.
Yeah, I mean, they play incredibly fast. We got to make sure our transition defense is good. But even in the half court, they like to get quick shots up and try to go rebound as well. But it'll be a good test for us.
If things go the way you want to tonight, where do you think you'll have an advantage?
I want to see his guard. I want to see us sit down and guard. I think, where do we have an advantage? I think, the way they play defense, if we can get across that initial pressure, I think we should be able to get some open threes. Hopefully we can knock them down. Rebounding's been a big strength of ours here in the early part of the year, so hopefully that's something that carries over as well.
All right, see how it shakes out tonight. Coach, thank you for the preview. We'll talk to you post-game. Good luck.
Thank you.
All right, that is BYU head coach Kevin Young. Time now for tonight's Keys to the Game, brought to you by your local Ford stores. BYU basketball, built Ford proud. Mark Durant, keys for the Cougs tonight. What do you have?
Fresno State has not won a game where their opponent has a better assist-to-turnover ratio than them, and also when their opponent has out-rebounded them. So I think those two things, keeping Fresno State off the boards, they like to really crash the offensive boards especially, and then they like to turn you over, so that assist-to-turnover number has to be good.
All right, assist-to-turnover and rebound margin. Watch those numbers tonight. Thank you, Mark. As we break, we remind you to go to BigOTires.com and make an appointment at one of 50 locally owned and operated Utah locations. Big O Tires, the team you trust. The Hyundai Cougar Tip-Off Show coming up next, live from the Marriott Center in Provo on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
This is the Cougar Tip-Off Show, brought to you by Hyundai. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. The Cougar Tip-Off Show is also brought to you by the BYU Creamery, the classic BYU tradition. Have a scoop today. Also brought to you by Siegfried and Jensen, helping Utah families for over 30 years. Let's head live to the Utah Eye Center's courtside seats. Alongside Mark Durant, here's the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell.
Good evening once again, Cougar Nation. We welcome you back courtside at the Marriott Center for BYU and Fresno State tonight. Big 12 meeting Mountain West as the Cougs play their third-to-last non-conference game before conference play gets underway on New Year's Eve. BYU comes into tonight's game on an 18-game non-conference home win streak. BYU's also won 11 consecutive home games overall. This is the Hyundai Cougar Tip-Off Show, brought to you by Hyundai. There's joy in every journey. Greg Wrubell and Mark Durant journeying with you tonight for play-by-play and commentary. Our studio host is Jason Shepard. Coordinating producer Terry South. Control board operators Ethan Arkell, Kaylee Radford, and Kaylee Rich. Our BYU radio engineer is the ever-vigilant Barry Squires. Kevin Young's first season as BYU head coach has included marquee signings and groundbreaking commitments. Indeed, the future has never looked brighter. The A.J. DiBonsa signing, the latest blow that Kevin Young has swung on and hit in the college basketball world. As for right now, Coach Young could probably use a little better injury luck. Dallin Hall missed the first four games of the season. He's still trying to get back to looking like himself. Kay Bakeda missed a game due to an ankle injury, still probably sore for him. And now Yegor Demin is out with a knee injury that is not expected to be long-term, but time will tell how many games he misses. Either way, Mark, it's an almost a nightly NBA-like injury shuffle for BYU early in the season.
Yeah, well, Coach Young said he wanted to run an NBA-type program here at BYU, and I don't think these are load management issues. I think they're legitimate injuries. But I guess the silver lining is that they're happening when they're happening. And you talk about K-Bay. He had a couple weeks where BYU really wasn't playing a lot of games. And now here in December, BYU not playing a lot of games. Yeager will have plenty of time to recover and get back to where he needs to be. So hopefully, knock on wood, you're getting kind of these injury troubles out of the way so you can be healthy going into conference play, because you're going to need everybody when that happens.
Coming up next, we'll hear from Fresno State head coach Vance Wahlberg. As we go to break, we tell you that BYU basketball is presented by the BYU Store, official outfitter of BYU fans everywhere. The Hyundai Cougar Tip-Off Show continues right after this on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Welcome back to the Hyundai Cougar Tip-Off Show. Let's rejoin Greg Wrubell.
This is the Hyundai Cougar Tip-Off Show. See your Utah Hyundai dealers, proud partner of BYU Athletics. BYU and Fresno State just moments away. Bulldogs coming in on a four-game slide. Fresno State 3-6 on the season. Bulldogs have already played their Mountain West Conference opener. They lost at home to San Diego State last week. The head coach of the Bulldogs is Vance Wahlberg, who's had three of the same coaching jobs that former BYU head coach Steve Cleveland had in Fresno at the high school, JUCO, and Division I levels. And he also has ties to current BYU head coach Kevin Young, which we talked about when we chatted a short time ago.
I think the more you're in this basketball world, you realize, you know, how really small it is when you really get things going. Now, it's because seeing Coach Cleve today earlier in shooting around was a lot of fun. I had the opportunity to coach his kids in high school, so that was a lot of fun for me. And then with Kevin, just watching his rise from when he was with us with the Philly, with the 76ers, just, you know, being a G League assistant and going, just kept on going, and done a heck of a job.
So being back in Fresno as you were with Clovis West, why was the time right to get back into the D1 coaching game for you?
It was, honestly, I wasn't looking. It was one of those things that if it wasn't Fresno State, it was nothing else. To be honest with you, but being from the hometown, there's a lot of people in town that, you know, gave me a call and said, hey, would you give, you know, how about looking into, you know, this? And then one thing led to the next, and I was very fortunate to be able to get it.
Okay. How do you kind of assess year one with this year's Bulldogs?
Tough. It's going to be a tough year for us. There's no doubt. We've hit a couple bumps. Injury bugs got us pretty good. We lost quite a few, we lost several players. Have a few really hurt right now, but that's part of basketball. You got to find a way. I think the way the game has changed. You know, when I got the job, it was starting week four of the portal. And if you don't get in early, you're in trouble. And, you know, we try to do the best we can there. And I think, you know, obviously at the end of this year, we'll be, you know, a lot further ahead and knowing what we want to get and how to get them and so forth.
Your name is synonymous with a style of play. How much does your personnel match your style right now?
Very little. Very little. One thing, if you want to be able to be good, you got to be able to knock down threes. I love the way BYU plays. You know, they got three-point shooter after three-point shooter after three-point shooter after three-point shooter. They know how to use them and so forth. So it's going to take a while.
Quickly, before we leave with you, I thought about this BYU team that comes in at 6-2.
I think Kevin has done a heck of a job. You know, I watched the last five games that they played. They know how to play the game the right way. They're very unselfish. They hit the boards. One of the best rebounding teams that I've seen, I think, that we've faced all year. I think little by little they're going to get better and better, which scares the heck out of me.
Mm-hmm. Well, welcome to the Marriott Center. And Coach Wahlberg, it's been a pleasure chatting with you. Good luck tonight and the rest of the way. Thank you again.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
That is a big name in the coaching game, Vance Wahlberg. Our interview began talking about Steve Cleveland, and during the last commercial break, you and I had the chance to spend a few minutes with Steve Cleveland here courtside. He's always around, and boy, we sure love that guy.
Is there a better guy than Steve Cleveland? I don't know that there is, and he did great work here, kind of helped BYU kind of turn it back around to a winning program, a great tradition.
And he was new here when we were new here. We came in
brand
together.
New. Yeah, brand new, and so... I can't believe it's been that long ago, but he still looks great. He's just a terrific individual.
BYU fans make a fast break to the new Doug Smith Kia in Linden for a huge selection of new and used cars like the all-electric EV6 or the 8-passenger Telluride. Doug Smith next to Home Depot in Linden. The Cougar Tip-Off Show continues after this on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
This is the Hyundai Cougar Tip-Off Show. Let's head back courtside and rejoin Greg Wrubell.
The Hyundai Cougar Tip-Off Show continues. Greg Wrubell and Mark Durant with you ahead of BYU and Fresno State tonight here at the Marriott Center. First game in a two-game week for BYU. Cougs will tangle with Wyoming on Saturday night at the Delta Center. Planning to attend tonight's game, I think. You think he's going to be here? I'm not sure. He's kind of hit and miss, but is A.J. DeBonsa. Yesterday became the highest-ranked signee in BYU men's hoops history. It is true that the new basketball world order makes possible for BYU things that maybe wouldn't have been feasible before. But it's also clear that Kevin Young and his staff are as important as any other resources BYU can offer. I'd like to also add that BYU, as an institution, is a one-of-a-kind and a special place for these special things to be happening.
Well, it seems like people are starting to realize what I've known all along, that this is one of the best places in the world and a great place to play college basketball. And a lot of the things that have been knocked against BYU in the past are no longer things that you can look to have a reason not to come. They're in the Big 12. They've got great exposure. They've got resources. They've got funding for the players. Even the honor code, I think, has become something that's appealing to people rather than as a negative, that kids want to go there and be in a good environment where they can focus on basketball. So I love it. I love that the world is kind of finally getting what I've known all along. I was, you know, I knew the band before they were big, Greg.
Exactly. You're on the ground floor with this whole thing. Our final segment of the Cougar Tip-Off Show is coming up next on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
The Hyundai Cougar Tip-Off Show rolls on. Here's Greg Wrubell.
All right, the BYU and Fresno State are coming up. No Yegor Demian for BYU tonight. He'll be out at least a week and a half with a knee contusion. He'll reevaluate and see where things are soon. So much more being expected now of Dallin Hall. Dallin's four games back in after missing the first four games due to a foot injury. He's averaging 6 points, 3 rebounds, 4 assists per game, shooting 33% field, 28% arc, 50% free throw line. How does he look to you right now, Mark?
Well, you don't want Yegor to be hurt, but this is a good chance for Dallin to kind of get back into form, and he just doesn't quite seem to have the confidence. What I really like is for Dallin to be aggressive to the hoop, to get in the paint, to turn the corner, go take it to the basket. He seems a little tentative, both he and Yegor, to be honest with you. The point guard needs to break down that defense, get in the paint, and be aggressive.
Tip-off of BYU and Fresno State coming up next. This has been the Hyundai Cougar Tip-Off Show on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Cougar fans, it's time to play BYU basketball.
Skip pass goes to Cannon for a wide open three, and that's good.
Play-by-play coverage of BYU basketball is brought to you by All-Pro Capital Real Estate Investments, by Big O Tires. Stop by your locally owned and operated Big O Tires, the team you trust. Brought to you by Ken Garth, we hear you. And by Smith's Food and Drug, proud partner of BYU Athletics. This is BYU basketball.
Yegor for three. That's good. Top of the key three. Yegor Demian.
On the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
As we get set for BYU and Fresno State, let's pause 10 seconds for stations to identify themselves on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
BYU Radio on KBYU FM HD2 Provo. You are listening to BYU Basketball on BYU Radio.
Time to meet tonight's starting lineups presented by Mountain America, the official credit union of BYU Athletics. We'll begin with the Fresno State Bulldogs, 3-6 on the year, 0-1 in the Mountain West. They are 1-3 in true away games. Vance Wahlberg, the head coach, first year with Fresno, third year as a Division I head coach overall. He is 3-6 with the Bulldogs, of course, and 17-43 overall. at the point for Fresno State. Number 10, Zaon Collins, 6'1", 173-pound sophomore from Las Vegas, Nevada, and a transfer from nearby Salt Lake Community College. At the two, number 5, Jalen Weaver, 6'4", 200 senior from Aurora, Colorado, a transfer from Nevada and Salt Lake Community College. At the 3, number 11, Michael Robinson, 6'7", 210 junior from Houston, Texas. He's played previously for North Texas, Dodge City Community College, and Ranger College. At the 4, number 8, Alex Crawford. 6'8", 208 junior from Chula Vista, California, and has played previously for Stetson and San Diego City College. At the 5, number 3, Elijah Price, 6'9", 208 freshman from Long Beach, and has played, actually redshirted 1 year at Drake. Those are the Fresno State Bulldogs in Road Reds with white and blue. Mark Durant introduces you to the BYU Cougars.
Backcourt for the Cougars at number 30, Dallin Hall, 21, Trevin Nell, and number 6, Cannon Catching. Excuse me, number 15, Richie Saunders, your four-man is number 6, Cannon Catchings, the freshman. And at the 5 spot, the big fella, the man in the middle, number 13, Cabe Akeda. That's your starting 5 for the 6-2 Cougars, 5-0 here at the Merritt Center, coached by Kevin Young in season number 1.
Time now for the BYU-Fresno State tip-off, the BYU-Salt Lake Center tip-off. Discover BYU's hidden gem in the heart of Salt Lake City. Learn more at slc.byu.edu. The officials tonight, Brooks Wells and Brent Hampton with Kip Kissinger. And Kip has the ball ready for play and ready to get this one underway. BYU in the home whites with Royal Blue. BYU in Fresno State, and here we go. Great to have you with us as the ball is batted around and knocked back to Dallin Hall. Dallin will bring it from back to front, right to left as we see it and you hear it. The BYU front court away from us to our left. Dallin Hall playing without his running mate, Yegor Deming. Nell, low to Cava. Cava, little running lane at the window with the left hand. Cava slashing down the lane and takes it in for two.
BYU likes to run a play on the first play. They had Cannon for an alley-oop. Didn't go to him, but the second option was to Cava. Worked well.
BYU 2, Fresno State 0 in the opening seconds. Zaon Collins runs a point, topside. Now left corner drive. A handoff in the paint, knocked away from Elijah Price and out of bounds off of the Cougars. Says Kip Kissinger, it'll stay Fresno State. Actually, it was Brent Hampton on that call. It'll be Fresno State ball with a 10-second shot clock. We're just 38 seconds in, 2-0. Cougs lead the Bulldogs. Michael Robinson will drive into the paint, lean back and miss it hard off the window, but he took a hit and he'll shoot 2 free throws. Michael Robinson, a 74% free throw shooter after drawing the early foul from Trevin Nell. So Robinson to the line for 2, and he is the minutes leader for this Fresno State team. In fact, one of the top players nationally at 36.2 minutes per game. He rarely leaves the floor, and he rarely misses free throws. He makes the first, and Fresno State has its first point of the night. 2-1 BYU, 42 seconds in.
It's kind of what Fresno does. They like to put it on the floor, take it to the hoop, and draw fouls, get to the free throw line. They shoot a lot more free throws than their opponents, and now that's 2-0 to start this one.
67% shooting team from the stripe. Michael Robinson makes them both, and we are tied up at 2. Dallin Hall out between the rings. Starts dribble left side. Keeps the dribble going to the left elbow. Straight away to Saunders. Saunders passes and then moves as Cannon will drive and kick to Nell for 3. Knocks it down. That's our first Mountain America Credit Union three-pointer of the night. Trevin Nell from the left corner, and BYU takes the 5-2 lead. Mountain America, the official credit union of BYU Athletics. Mountain America, three-pointer, 5-2 Cougs.
Well, you saw a good movement there. Hall got a touch of his feet in the paint. Then Cannon dribbles in, gets in the paint, able to kick it out to the corner. That's how you do it.
Michael Robinson, left wing Zaon Collins to answer for the tie, and he knocks it down. Zaon Collins for 3, and we're square at 5.
This could be a high-scoring game. Both teams like to play fast.
Fresno State, a 26% three-point team. But they make their first 3. And a turnover on the BYU front end. So Fresno State, not a good three-point team. They are 331st nationally in percentage of points on three-pointers. 329th in three-point makes per game. But they made their first 3. And it's a 5-5 ball game. And Fresno State can take a lead on a 3 left corner. That's strong. Rebounded by Cabe Akeda. Off the miss by Alex Crawford. Down floor. Cannon catching. Sees a lane and throws it down with the right hand. Cannon cleared for takeoff. A thump with the right hand. It's 7-5 BYU.
Yeah, that you could see that happening once he crossed half court. It was the Red Sea parting.
Jumping into the paint, Crawford straight away. Collins, 7-5 Cougs. A little Euro on a kick to the corner. Jalen Weaver sends on the wing left side. Three-pointer for the lead, Mikel Robinson. And Fresno State, not a good three-point team, but they're 2-for-2 from three to open.
Something about BYU's defense secures teams' L's from the three-point line, apparently.
2-for-3, not 2-for-2, but still two threes and another turnover on the BYU front-end travel. And it's 8-7 Fresno State. Turnovers for Richie, usually pretty careful with the basketball.
I think BYU probably knew those numbers, and the defense is geared to kind of go under the high screens because they're almost daring Fresno to shoot. So far, Fresno is accepting that dare and performing well.
Fresno State shot a season-high 40% from the arc in the loss at Santa Clara. In the three previous games to that, or two previous games, they shot 19% from the arc. Another three left side. This one's missed by Elijah Price, rebounded by Cannon Catchings, and BYU will take it into forecourt right side. 8-7 Bulldogs lead the Cougs early. Dallin up top, right wing Trevin. Trevin will drive the baseline, hand off to Cava. Cava's got three Bulldogs around him and takes a hack on the arm 3 minutes in. A non-shooting foul. It'll be against Alex Crawford. Crawford picks up the foul. So first team foul for the Bulldogs. Team fouls are even one apiece. It'll be non-shooting. Dallin Hall with the baseline out of bounds. Left side of the BYU standard. 8-7 Fresno State off the inbound. Richie pulls and fires and scores from three. It's another Mountain America Credit Union three-pointer. Richie Saunders on the board. And the Cougs in the lead, 10-8.
Both teams on fire early from the arc.
Jalen Weaver into the paint. High to Collins. Collins three-point range. The handoff back to Weaver. Weaver lost the handle, but right to Collins, who will drive, float, miss, ends up being an alley-oop assist on a pass to Elijah Price on the other side of the rim. We're tied at 10. Back and forth we go. High-scoring start to this one. Richie again for three. Short on this one. Offensive rebound tapped by Hall, but lost to the Bulldogs. 10-10 our score. 3 minutes and 40 seconds in. Robinson pulls and fires and almost airmails a three. It's off the far side of the rim to Nell. Nell down floor, Saunders left side. Saunders setting up on the arc. Saunders dribbled to the top, right junction. Right to Nell for three. Off the back rim, offensive rebound, Cava. They call Cava on the offensive foul, the push off, and Cava picks it up. It'll be Fresno State ball the other way with 16:05 to go until halftime. We're still 10-10.
A good aggressive. I mean, Cava had a great offensive rebounding night against Providence, and he was a little too aggressive on that one. Referees look like they might not call it, but it, when his the guy boxing him out went flying, they think, well, we've got to have to call that one.
Under 16-minute media timeout coming on the whistle. When will Fresno State cool down? Not a great shooting team, shooting very well to start. Diving low is Price, knocked out of his hands. He turns it over. It'll be BYU basketball after this break. First turnover of the night against the Bulldogs to 2 for BYU. Timeout on the floor, 15:44 to go until the break. We are tied at 10. Cougars and Bulldogs of Fresno State right here on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
This is BYU basketball on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Fans, you can score big for game day meals at Smith's with savings beyond low prices, including digital coupons worth over $600 each week. Smith's, fresh for everyone. BYU and Fresno State tied at 10. At our first media timeout, it comes with 15:44 to go in the first half. Cougs tonight looking to extend, or rather to reverse a trend and extend some streaks. BYU has won 11 straight home games, 18 consecutive non-conference home games. The trend they're trying to reverse is the scoring has gone down in five consecutive games. BYU's gone from 95 to 87 to 85 to 72 to 64. Now, Fresno State allows an average of 79 points per game, so this would appear to be the night BYU can reverse that trend. And the Cougs are scoring it well early on 67% shooting, 50% from the arc, but there's Fresno State, 50% from the field and 40% from the arc, both teams making shots early.
I think it's clear that the weakness of this team is defense, and I think they've shown signs where they are pretty good, but even a team that has not shot the ball well from the three, like Fresno, if you give them open looks, they can knock them down, and then they get confident, and Fresno's shooting around 50%, 40% from three, so those numbers need to come down for BYU, not just in this game, but overall.
mentioned in the pregame that A.J. DiBonsa might be in the building, and indeed, A.J. is sitting in the front row tonight here at BYU. A.J. with his dad, I think, alongside
I need one
him.
Of those necklaces, man. M.D.
He's got the A.J. rocking. You want to rock the M.D. So, yeah, the A.J. DiBonsa news, national news for BYU.
He's got more cool in his little finger than I can in my body.
All right, BYU basketball as we come back in and entering the game for the first time, Fuseni Traore. And he's working top of the key with Richie Saunders. Saunders looks to his right, looks to his left, passes left to Cannon Ketching to perimeter left side. Down to a 12-second shot clock. A short bounce pass to Foose at the top. Foose will bounce to his left. Go back door. Trevin Nell lays it up and in off the assist from Fuseni Traore. And the Cougs take a 12-10 lead. Nice cut, good finish by Trevin.
They worked well off each other. Foose with a nice little drop bounce pass baseline.
15-10 to play till halftime. Jalen Weaver left side. Zion Collins topside. Step back and pass to Weaver left for a three. No good. Cannon catching the rebound. Cannon coming off a career-high 7 rebounds at Providence last week. Dribbles into a three. Top of the key. Missed it wide right. Rebound by Kel Robinson. BYU now 2-for-5 from deep. The Cougs keep a lead of 2 at 12-10. Robinson on a post-up. Takes Nell inside. The pass outside to Weaver. Weaver cut off in the paint, finds Collins' three-point range. He will launch and miss strong. Rebound to Nell. Quick outlet. Saunders. Saunders driving to the hole. Reverse lay. And good for Richie Saunders! Richie scores to give the Cougs a game high. 4-point lead at 14-10. We'll call that an early Zions Bank shot of the game on the pretty reverse. Now a steal for BYU. Nell down floor. Ketchings. Ketchings catches and loses the ball beneath the basket and turns it over. It was off his leg out of bounds. Turnover number 3 for BYU. It follows the Zions Bank shot of the game. Brought to you by Zions Bank. For 150 years of helping you succeed, Zions Bank is for you. And that shot was a nifty little reverse lay-in from Richie Saunders to give BYU a 14-10 lead.
That's so crafty. I mean, he could be a good spokesman for Hobby Lobby because the guy just is a crafty guy, makes things happen.
14-10 to play in the first half, and 14-10 is our score. Cougs on top. Left corner, Collins. Collins, BYU zoning now. 2-3 it looks as Robinson takes a pass wide right. Cycled from Aguilar to Price, back to Amar Aguilar, driving, score! Amar Aguilar is checked in. He leads the Bulldogs in scoring off the bench at 14.4 points per game, and he scores two quick ones coming into the game. 14-12, BYU lead down to 2. Aguilar, backdoor, Hall. Hall takes a hit beneath the basket. Touch pass from Saunders, left corner, to Baker, left wing. Little floater from Dawson is good. Baker checks in and gets on the score sheet. 16-12, BYU leads by 4. That ties the game-high lead.
Dawson was super dynamic in the second half of that Providence game. He picks up right where he left off.
Let Dawson bake. Right side, Aguilar. Stripe extended outside the three-point line. Step back triple. And good for Amar Aguilar. He's got 5 off the bench quickly. And just like that, it's down to a one-point game. 16-15. Fresno State already 3 threes. More threes than BYU at the moment. The Cougs 2-of-5. Bulldogs 3-for-8 from the perimeter.
BYU clearly packing in the defense and letting that shot go up, and so far Fresno hitting it.
Richie the other way, misses the three, offensive rebound Mihailo, another push-off foul on the front end. Mihailo Boskovic is checked in, and the Cougs, I think all their fouls have been on rebounds on the offensive end. 3 fouls for BYU to 1 for Fresno State. Bulldogs can take a lead here. It's BYU 16, Fresno State 15. No pulling away from the Bulldogs early in this one. Amar Aguilar has 4 games with 20 or more and has 5 games with 8 or fewer. He's all over the place. But tonight, he's got 5 quick ones, and how about 8? Yes! Aguilar for 3 again! And Fresno State takes the 18-16 lead. Amar Aguilar scores 8 points in less than a minute. Foose topside, left wing Dallin Hall. Will cross it over, drive it, find Foose in the paint. Foose sees the defense collapse, and open Boskovic will drive. Cut off in the left block. A pass picked off by Zion Collins. Turnover number 4 for BYU. Collins left wing. Fresno State a 2-point lead on blistering 3-point shooting. And Amar Aguilar, the JUCO player of the year last year, again misses this 3. And rebound by Boskovic.
You knew he was going to shoot that, though.
Dawson down floor, Dawson to the top, Dawson left, step back, triple of himself, and yes, he knocks it down. Dawson Baker, shot maker, gives the Cougs a 1-point lead. 19-18, another Mountain America Credit Union 3-pointer, BYU's 3rd 3 to Fresno's 4, and more Sec checks in, and more points for Fresno State, a dunk. to make it 20-19, Bulldogs on top. 7'1", 235-pound junior, Moore Sek. Dawson Baker, left elbow, straight away Mihailo, three. Strong, rebound. Batted around beneath the basket, brought down by Brian Amunique. Amunique down floor, Collins. Fresno State 20 and BYU 19. Amunique takes a body check on the drive. Timeout on the floor. 11:23 to play in the first half. Bulldogs shooting it well. 54% from the field, 40 from deep, and they've got a lead over BYU 20-19 with 11:23 to go till halftime here on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
BYU Sports Network. Here's Jason Shepherd with a scoreboard update.
In top 25 college hoops tonight, number 5, Kentucky hosting Colgate. It's 58-49 Wildcats, just under 12 minutes to go in the second half. And across town over in Orem, Utah Valley hosting North Dakota. Wolverines up 58-39, 11:40 to go over in Orem. Let's get you back over to the Marriott Center and rejoin the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell.
Thank you, Jason. Well, the fact this game is up and down is not surprising. Fresno State second nationally in KenPom adjusted tempo, so they play fast. In fact, they're the second fastest team in the country. But the fact that Fresno State has 20 points is surprising. 20 points in the first 8.5 minutes, because over the last two games, they're scoring an average of 64 points per game. I watched their San Diego State game. I think they had 15 points more than 15 minutes into that game. And yet here they are, a team shooting 39% on the year. And 26% from three, is shooting 54% from the field and 40% from three. This is a team that is 352nd nationally in three-point percentage. And they've gone 4 for 10 from deep. And Amar Aguilar, averaging 14.4 per game, already has 8. And he is a pull-and-fire specialist. And he has the Bulldogs in front of BYU 20-19.
Yeah, he's a good scorer. He averages about 14 a game. So any player at this level, if they get hot, they are super dangerous. So you got to know where Aguilar is at all times right now.
Zion Collins in forecourt. Fresno State left to right as we see it. And you hear it. Fresno State in red, BYU in white. Aguilar terminates at the right elbow. Has pink sneakers on. He's easy to spot out there. Right wing Amunique, topside Aguilar into the paint. The pass goes to Crawford beneath the bucket to Price. Price's block. Misses his stick back. An 0-for-2 trip down low, and BYU on the rebound by Foose. Outlet Baker. Baker down floor right side. BYU plays for a lead. Elijah Crawford in the game. So no Dallin Hall, no Yegor Deming, of course not playing tonight. And Elijah runs a point for BYU. Crawford hippity-hops to the right wing. Hand off Baker. Pull fire. Miss from three. Offensive rebound, Trevin Nell. Reset for BYU. Nell pulls it out to the arc left side. Now a short corner feed to Foose. Foose on the back down. Sees a double. Knocked away. Gets it back. Finds Nell. Perimeter right. A repost to Foose. Foose hard to the middle on a single. Now comes a late double. Goes up anyway. And scores it. Muscling his way to the 10 for 2. Fuseni Traore. And the Cougs retake the lead at 21-20. He's now 41st all-time in BYU career scoring. Fuseni Traore. Price leans back, misses a short shot at the rim. Rebound BYU. Trevin Nell's got a man behind him, doesn't see him, and his pass is nearly picked off. He slaps it to Baker in forecourt, and now Crawford on the wing left side. BYU 4 early turnovers. Nell for three. Again! Trevin Nell! With his second triple. And the Cougs expand the lead to a game-high, tying 4 once again. 24-25 straight for BYU. Alex Crawford fades away with a one-handed runner. Misses, rebounded by Traore. Foose down floor, Crawford left side. Crawford's pass is picked off. Turnover number 5. Aguilar, right wing. Collins, baseline drive, lobs it up, comes down with it, does Price, and he's hit down beneath the bucket. Non-shooting. Foul against Dawson Baker. They say 2 shots. Say he was going up with it. Not on the floor. So, foul number 5 for BYU. Look at the foul disparity. 5 for the Cougs, 1 for the Bulldogs, and it's 2 more free throws for Fresno State. The Cougs have not shot a free throw, and Fresno State's already 2 of 2 at the line. And going to the line is Elijah Price, only a 58% free throw shooter. Price redshirted at Drake last year, coming home to California. Out of Long Beach he is. Price shoots and misses strong the first free throw. He holds at 2 points. The BYU lead is 4 points at 24-20. The Bulldogs 0 for the last 4 from the field. They've not scored in 2 minutes and 16 seconds. And Price looks to end that drought with a free throw make on a second of 2.
That was the second foul on Dawson, so he'll come out. He's been a hot player for BYU. Second is missed.
And then as Boscovich grabs the rebound, he's tied up, and there's a foul.
We get any chicken or anything for that, Greg?
Nope, no chicken here, I don't think, on the 0 for 2. Certainly nothing for the broadcaster. And I think the Rock would have reacted differently yes. had that been an 0 for 2 situation.
Providence, I think Cabe gave Providence fans a gift the other night, and they were excited about that.
Early in the game yeah. in Providence, yes. Elijah Price, by the way, just went 0 for 2, and Boscovich grabbed the rebound on which he was fouled, non-shooting. And down floor, Cannon Catchings gets right to the rim.
Nice. Shot,
banks and scores! And one! Count it! Three-point play chance for Cannon Catchings. Great body control on the drive down the right side of the lane. And off the window for two. Chance to make it three as BYU makes it a six-point lead, a game-high six-point lead on a 7-0 BYU run over 60 seconds plus.
Great move by Cannon. Sometimes he tends to force himself because he's a scorer. He's like, I haven't scored. I got to go take it. But that was a well-timed. He cleared some space for himself, turned the corner. That's when you go and be aggressive. And really nice play there, Cannon.
And free throw good. Rattles it home, and BYU extends the run to 8-0. The Cougs made their last three from the field. 27-20. The Cougs now lead the Bulldogs. Fresno State scoreless in 2.5 minutes.
I want whatever Coach Young gave these guys at that last timeout. They've been great since then.
Jasir Trimble has checked in, and all nine regulars have now played for Coach Vance Wahlberg. Straight away, Robinson. Left wing, Trimble. Trimble. Short corner feed. Price. Straight away, Trimble. Touch pass, Aguilar. Aguilar driving kick, and it's a turnover. Sent it into the BYU bench with 9 minutes to play in half number one. So BYU on an 8-0 run. A chance to extend the surge as the Bulldogs have gone scoreless in almost 3 minutes. Morsek will check in, and he'll check in for Aguilar. Morsek came in a few moments ago and dunked immediately. Morsek is his name, no E on the end of his name. So he's Moore without one more letter.
So less a letter.
Yeah, more and less. Crawford to the top. Elijah hands off to Cannon. Cannon Catchings with five for BYU. Nell finds Cannon, short corner left. Reverse pivot to face, pulls it out to the corner left side. Now wing left side, Trevin Nell. Nell, chest pass to Fuseni Traore at the top of the key. Foose looks back door, not there. Down to a 7 second shot clock, why not? Foose for three! He was open! He shoots and scores! And Fuseni Traore with his first three-pointer of the season. And just like that, an 11-0 run for BYU.
I bore Fuse threes because he's got a beautiful touch.
Trimble hard on the three. Rebound, Fresno State offensive foul. Loose ball foul in the fight for the rebound. Goes against Elijah Price, his first. And the fouls are evening up now. It was 5-1, now it's 5-4. Three straight fouls against the Bulldogs. BYU pressing forward and pulling out to a 10-point lead. 11-0 run, 14-2 surge. The Cougs made their last four from the floor as the Bulldogs go scoreless in 3.5 minutes. 8:10 to play till halftime. 30-20, BYU on top. Boscovich left side. Foose quick to the middle. Lost the handle. Gets it back. Pivoting in the post. Handed off to Crawford. Got it back off a deflection. Catching straight away, Nell. Left wing, Mihailo. Drives around his block and lost the handle on the baseline. Turnover number five for BYU. Make it six. And the Bulldogs in four court. Left side, Trimble. Right wing, Robinson. Six turnovers to Fresno State's three. Robinson will drive and kick. Trimble open three left corner. Knocks it down. Jasir Trimble, a 21% three-point shooter on the night. Missed a three a moment ago. Knocks that one down. Ends the BYU run at 11. And 30-23 is our new score. 7:30 to go till halftime. Timeout coming on the whistle. Catchings 30 feet away right side. Holds it high. Lets Crawford pass by. Now gives Eli the ball near the timeline. Eli to the top. Angle left, drive to the hole, scoop and score! Elijah Crawford with the driving lay-in. And 7:10 to play till halftime. BYU back up 9 now, 32-23. Fresno State, 5 first-half threes. Keeping them in this one. Straight away, Robinson. Robinson 25 feet away, looking down the barrel. Nell gives him room with 7 minutes to go till the break. Price, angle right, handoff, Trimble. Jasir Trimble made a 3 a moment ago. Hands off on the arc to Weaver on the three-point line. Low to Price. He stumbled and bumbled on the baseline and traveled with a turnover. Timeout on the floor. We'll take a break with the Cougs up 9. It's BYU basketball after this. BYU on a 13-3 run. 32-23 Cougs. They've made their last five from the field. We'll come back to BYU basketball out of bounds We'll tell you with 6:48 to go until halftime. It is BYU 32 and Fresno State 23 on the new skin BYU Sports Network.
You're listening to Big 12 Basketball on the new skin BYU Sports Network.
Cougar Basketball brought to you by Sierra West Jewelers, the largest dealer in Utah with the lowest prices and three stores located across from the malls in Orem, Sandy, and Murray. Sierra West Jewelers, we price match. Well, the teams have matched each other from the three-point line. BYU 5 for 11 from deep. Fresno State 5 for 12. Both teams 5 triples. Trevin Nell has 2 threes. Richie Saunders has 1, which means both Trevin and Richie have 3s in all 9 games of this season. Cannon Ketchings came into tonight with 3s in all 8 games, so he's looking to join them and knocking down a triple in every game this year. The next 3 that Trevin makes, if he makes it here tonight, it'll be his 27th game with 3-plus threes in a game. That would be 8th all-time at BYU. BYU 32 and Fresno State 23 is our score with 6:48 to go until halftime. It'll be BYU basketball when we come back in. BYU and Fresno State for the 20th time all-time. The Cougs looking to go 15-5 against the Bulldogs, who come into tonight's game on a 4-game losing streak.
Now, you mentioned Trevin Nell, Greg. I don't think we talked enough about him. He's been very good this year. My only knock on Trevin ever was a consistency, and he has hit, you know, threes in every game and has been good, has been very solid, has been great in this one. He's done a nice job of really being a threat out there when you have the ball in the hands of Yegor and Cannon and Richie, and he's just kind of waiting over there for his opportunity, and when he gets them, he's knocking them down.
Yeah, Trevin coming in two tonight at 9 points per game on 44% from the field. And what he does best and does most is shoot threes, and 42% from the arc will do quite nicely, thank you. And he's 2 for 3 from the three-point line early in this one. He's 8th all-time in career three-pointers made at BYU. With 2 more games played, he'll be in the top 20 in the career games played list. He's one of the all-timers here for BYU.
He's a great leader, and he's kind of had to bounce in and out of the starting lineup. That's not easy to do as well. Has a great attitude about it.
As we come back in, Dallin Hall plays the two-man game with Kaba, but as Kaba goes low, Nell goes high and takes the pass up top. Now right wing Hall bounces it to Kaba straight away. Morsek will close out on Kada. The handoff to Ketchings. Ketchings into the right corner for a three, in and out. Rebound to Amar Aguilar. First miss after 5 straight makes from the field for BYU. Collins to a cutting Jalen Weaver, who lays it up and in. And the whistle was for a would-be goaltend had it not gone.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah, Cannon got it off the board, but it went in anyway, so it didn't matter.
So down to a 7-point lead for BYU. 32-25, the Cougar game-high lead 11, down to 7. By the way, the Cougs had a 10-0 run in this game. That's the first 10-0 run for BYU since BYU's last home game, which was almost 3 weeks ago against Mississippi Valley State. All right, here we go. BYU basketball with Dallin Hall taking it past the timeline. Trevin Nell will flash right and receive the pass 25 feet away right side. Topside Kaba. He's wide open at the top of the arc. Hands off to Hall. Free for three. And he now missed it wide right. Looked good, but was wide. And so 32-25, the Cougar lead down to 7. Aguilar, ball fakes, shoots, and misses from the three-point line left. High for the rebound is Ketchings. He'll take it down floor right side. BYU right to left as we see it and you hear it. Cannon gets into the paint. His pass is nearly picked off, knocked out of bounds by Zayon Collins. It'll stay Cougar basketball with a 20-second shot clock and a 5:46 game clock. And Trevin Nell will have a seat. Dawson Baker will check back in. So for BYU, it's Hall, Saunders, Baker, Ketchings, and Kada.
I think that alley-oop off the high screen from Kaba is there if BYU can find it here. Dawson works well with both Kaba and Foose on that.
Richie up top. Richie left wing. Terminates. Kada straight away. Guarded there by Elijah Price. Kada hands back to Saunders on the perimeter left. Richie will be cut off at the free throw line. Out to Ketchings. Ketchings back to Hall with a 2-second shot clock down to 1. Step back distance. Yes! Knocks it down! Dallin Hall with the shot clock buzzing. The crowd buzzing for Dallin's 3 that gives the Cougars a 10-point lead. 35-25. Aguilar travels on the right side as he took a double-team pressure. And so turnover number 5 for the Bulldogs, BYU basketball. Dallin Hall's first points of the night for something else. Shot clock going down, step back 3, way deep from the right side.
It's funny how many of those go in. It's a shot you'd never shoot in the ordinary course of the offense. He had to shoot it. Sometimes when you have to shoot it, it goes in for you.
BYU now 6 of 14 from the perimeter. Fresno State 5 for 13. Both teams shooting it well from deep. Cannon Catchings. Float game. From the right side, Cannon Catchings makes it 37-25. BYU by 12 for the first time tonight. A turnaround of the post missed by Aguilar and rebounded by Kata. Kata hands off to Dowlin. BYU's away. Again, Richie right side. BYU by 12. Richie to the rim. Blocked from Price. Saves in to Michael Robinson, but tough lock for Fresno State. Price's foot was on the end line after an athletic block. 4:43 to go till halftime. Cougar basketball, it stays with a new game-high lead of 12 at 37-25. Cannon Catchings with 7. Trevin Nell with 8 to lead BYU. Amar Aguilar, 8 to lead the Bulldogs. Aguilar will check out for Amunique. Brian Amunique, the 6'5", 181-pound freshman from Los Angeles. Planned to redshirt this year, but injury trouble made playing Amunique a necessity. And he will check in. Fresno in red, BYU in white. The Cougar forecourt away from us. 2 hour left. Baseline send in for Hall. Out to Kata, 30 feet away right side. Now Cannon topside. Hall comes to meet with a 15-second shot clock. Dallin between the legs, bouncing left. Still on the dribble. Steps back and hands right to Baker with an 8-second shot clock. Dawson trying to shove away from Collins. Low to Kaba. Pass knocked out of bounds off of Kata's hands. Turnover number 7 for BYU. Turnover. We'll give Fresno the basketball with 4:24 to go until halftime. BYU's led for 10.5 of the game's first 15.5 minutes. Zion Collins, left wing Robinson. Robinson will euro into the paint. Kaba's going to get it on the way up. Block for Kaba. Kata. Richie will take it down floor left side. Richie to the bump, down the lane. Another turnover for BYU. It's an offensive foul by Kata, his second. The Cougs have had 4 fouls on the offensive end. 4 of their 6, at least 4 of the 6 have come on the offensive end. 37-25, the Cougar lead stays 12. Fresno State, another mini drought here, 2.5 minutes without a point. 4 minutes even to play until halftime. Timeout coming on the whistle. Michael Robinson, dribble handoff right side to Weaver. Crossover, Weaver will cuff it, get low, shoot from the right block and score it. Jalen Weaver with his first 2. A clever shot from the right block, and it's down to a 10-point lead for BYU, 37-27. Fresno State shooting 42% to BYU 63. Baker at the free throw line. Still on the bounce, gets a little shield, drives and scores. Kava Kane, a nice job screening for Dawson Baker to get low and throw it off the window.
You should give an assist to big men who do that. He created that for Dawson.
39-27, BYU by 12 again. Waiting for the under 4-minute whistle. Jalen Weaver up high. Right side Collins for 3. Short on it. Offensive rebound by Kel Robinson in the right corner. Sees 2 Cougs defend in the corner. Is it a timeout?
He threw it off Cougar on the double, and so it'll stay Fresno ball.
When we come back after this break at 3:16 to go until halftime, the under 4-minute media timeout comes with BYU in front by a score of 39-27. That equals the Cougars' game-high lead. Fresno State basketball out of bounds after this on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
The Cougars play in the Big 12 on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Cougar basketball brought to you by Siegfried & Jensen. Siegfried & Jensen has been helping Utah families for over 30 years. Learn more at SiegfriedandJensen.com. Blistering pace to this game, and the nets are being sizzled as a result. 39-27, BYU leading Fresno State. Cougars shooting 64%. From the field, 43% from the three-point line. They made their only free throw. During our commercial break, they have what they call the Shoot for Loot, a sponsored feature here at the arena. And to win the loot, the guy had to shoot from half court, and the young BYU student banked in the half court shot and then calmly just raised an index finger and walked off the floor like no big deal.
Dame Lillard just no big deal. I've been there before.
Oh, that was fantastic. And BYU playing pretty fantastic right now. 12-point lead. Fresno State, though, has been game, right? They've been shooting it well for themselves. I mean, they're shooting 40%. You say, well, that's not great, but they shoot below that on an average for the season. And they shoot under 30% from three, and they're sitting at 36% right now. BYU does have the rebounding edge, and you expect that might be the case. 16-9, BYU on the boards in front of A.J. DiBonsa, the Cougs' newest signee. BYU playing well to a 12-point lead.
I think this BYU's played a lot of zone here. Last 10 minutes has been very effective. They'll play man out of this timeout, but I think the zone is the right way to go against Fresno.
Mykel Robinson, 20 points in the loss to San Diego State last week. He has the ball topside. 3:05 to go till the break. BYU 39, Fresno State 27. Zayon Collins cut off on the short corner right side. Bounces to the wing. And did Baker knock it off of Amunique's leg? No. They say Baker touched last. It'll stay Fresno State ball, but with only 2.2 on the shot clock. Collins and his teammates need to be aware of that shot clock timer. It's at 2.2 with 3:01 on the game clock. Collins in to Price. He was aware. He shoots from three and misses strong. Kaba skies for the rebound. Outlet Hall. Down floor Cannon. Corner Ritchie. Three. Yep. What a play. What a play. The ball was down the floor so fast, and Ritchie knocks it down left corner to give the Cougs a game-high 15-point lead, 42-27.
Super unselfish from Cannon, too. He could have taken it up, tried to dunk that, but he knew Ritchie was in the corner.
BYU's seventh Mountain America three-pointer here in the first half. Collins bounces high to Price, handoff Zayon. Zayon Collins on the dribble, left elbow. Corner three left side. Strong from Weaver. Rebound to Dallin Hall. Dallin up floor. Cannon left side. Catching to the trailer, Dallin Hall. Three-point land left. 2:15 to play till the break. BYU up 15. The Cougs made four of the last five. The Bulldogs only one of their last seven. Cannon catching. Three-point land right corner. Cycled Saunders to Hall straight away. Dallin up high. Left wing Baker. Open. Step back triple. Back rim. Rebound Amunique. Down floor Bulldogs. Robinson down the barrel. Top of the key. Left wing three. Heavy and out of bounds off the miss. It'll be BYU basketball. 1:49 to go till the break. BYU 42, Fresno State 27. The Bulldogs another scoring drought of 2+ minutes. They've had three of them here in the first half. 1:49 to go, and BYU basketball with Dallin Hall on the floor, joined by Dawson Baker, Richie Saunders, Cannon Catchings, Fuseni Traore. Fuse with five in only 9 minutes here in the first half. BYU so deep and showing off the depth without even having Yegor Demon available tonight. Richie left wing. The headbanded one, high to Hall. Dallin to the right wing on the Marriott Center logo, right side. Still on the bounce to Richie straight away. Saunders pulls his way down low, takes a hold on his move into the paint. It's a foul on Ryan Amunique. It's foul number five against the Bulldogs to BYU 6. Two for Crawford, singletons for Price, Amunique, and Aguilar. BYU out of bounds. 91 seconds to go until halftime. Cougars 42, Bulldogs 27. Foose, short corner. Reverse pivot to face on Morsek. Jump hook over Morsek. He missed it. Made it over the 7-footer's reach, but it bounced off the iron. No good. Bulldogs the other way. Corner right. Weaver, jump into the paint, squeeze it up with the right hand. Two bounces off the rim, no, and Foose on the rebound. So tough luck, ball luck for Fresno State there. Dallin Hall in forecourt left side. Kevin Young gesturing to call the play with 1:05 to play here in the first half. Slow bounce Hall straight up. Bulldogs one for the last nine, over the last five, scoreless in 3 minutes. Under 1 minute to play here at the Marriott Center. Dallin Hall on the bounce with an 8-second shot clock. Dallin to the right, into a three. Pull fires, strong on it. And the rebound to Morsek right on line. The miss from Dallin. And timeout for Vance Wahlberg. A timeout his team would otherwise lose. And so the timeout called by Coach Wahlberg. Kevin Young's yet to call a first half timeout. The Cougs keep the lead at 15. BYU's also on a mini scoring drought. 2 minutes and 7 seconds, no points for the Cougars. BYU, when leading at halftime this year, 6-1. Their only game trailing at the break was the game at Providence last week up in Rhode Island. When the Cougs lead by double digits at halftime, they are 4-0 on the year. And Fresno State doesn't have too many halftime leads. 2-6 trailing at the break are the Bulldogs. A.J. DeBonsa in the building, and the fans break out with a little mini A.J. chant during this short intermission.
Picture of Stephen A. Smith on the screen as well.
Yes, the surprise Stephen A. Smith. A.J. with a great retort to Stephen A. Smith about Wouldn't you want to go to a place where you could play in the Duke-Carolina rivalry? And he says, why can't I play Duke at BYU?
That's all-time, man.
Let's have that game happen next year.
All-time response.
Jalen Weaver drives into the paint and into contact, and travel is called before he can squeeze it up. I'm sure he thought he was fouled. Vance Wahlberg thought he was fouled, but no foul call, a travel call. And turnover number seven. Make it six, pardon me, on Fresno State to BYU's eight. So the Cougs could go 2-for-1 here, but 35-second game clock, a 30-second running clock. I'm not so sure they'll try that. But BYU will have the basketball late in half number one, and the Cougs should lead by double digits at halftime. It is 42-27, no 2-for-1. Dallin Hall leisurely into forecourt, 20 seconds on the game clock and 15 seconds on the shot. Dallin slow bounce left side, 35 feet away. Dallin right-hand rocker on Weaver. Accelerate. The handoff to Catchings up high. Cannon, step back three. Missed wide right. Slap out by Richie to Trevin Nell. Shoots and short on that. Gets his own rebound. Push shot.
Third
and got
time's
that one
a charm.
Go. And with the clock running out, that'll be it for half number one. Third time a charm for BYU on the possession. And the Cougs take a game-high 17-point lead to the break. 44-27 Cougs on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
The second half of BYU basketball is about to begin. Alongside Mark Durant, here's the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell, on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Back at the Marriott Center, getting ready for the second half of BYU basketball. Let's pause 10 seconds, though, for stations to identify themselves on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
All-Pro Capital is loyal, strong.
This is BYU Radio on KBYU FM HD2 Provo. You are listening to BYU Basketball on BYU Radio.
Bailey's Moving and Storage. We help you manage your moving so you can focus on making memories. Greg Wrubell and Mark Durant with you courtside. We're here at the Marriott Center. First of two games this week, but the only one we'll have here in Provo. Saturday night, we're going to be in the home of the Utah Jazz. Delta Center for BYU and Wyoming. Saturday at 7, 6 o'clock Mountain Time radio pregame with Jason Shepard, Mark Durant, and me. Wyoming lost last night at South Dakota. They won't play again until Saturday. They've lost three in a row. Fresno State's lost four in a row, and it's Fresno State basketball as we are underway here at half number two. The Bulldogs go right to left as we see it, and you hear it. BYU coming left to right, and the Bulldog forecourt away from us to our left. Opening with a three-pointer from the left side, Jalen Weaver with his first triple. And the Bulldogs make their first three of the second half as they made their first three of the first half. Cuts the lead to 14, 44, 30, the Cougar advantage. Dallin Hall cut off right side, right left wing to Cannon Catchings. Cannon, left corner. Wow, smooth-looking shot. A Mountain America Credit Union three-pointer for Cannon Catchings. And with that, Cannon joins Dallin joins Trevin Nell with 10 to lead BYU, but it's a three the other way to answer, cutting a 17-point lead back to 14. 2-for-2 from three to start the second half as the Bulldogs were 2-for-2 from three to open the first half.
Now Robinson knocked that one down for the Bulldogs.
That shot was in Mr. Robinson's neighborhood. 47-33. How about Trevin
another
the other
one.
Way? Another one. Trevin Nell. 27th time he's had three or more threes in a game. Eighth all-time at BYU.
So yes.
He's also eighth in three-pointers made at BYU all-time.
Has six rebounds and two assists as well as a travel up front.
Turnover number seven on the Bulldogs to eight for BYU. Cougs back to a 17-point lead. The Cougs had seven threes in the first half for a fifth time this year, by the way. Ties a first-half season high. They've already added their eighth and ninth threes here in the second half. 9-for-20 from deep. BYU 50. Fresno State 33. Cannon Catchings. Trevin Nell, the leading scorers. Trevin now with 13. Cannon with 10. The lob up from Dallin Hall to Kayla Cata. Normally we expect a throw down, but he dropped it over the rim softly for two. And the Cougs have their first 19-point lead of the night at 52-33. A three the other way. Around and down off the rim, the window rim and in for Elijah Price, his first three, and Fresno State with 3-for-3 shooting from three to open the second half, coming right back at BYU.
I think that's the guy you want shooting it. Here's another guy you want shooting. Misses it though, Cannon from the corner.
Rebound Fresno State this time. Collins, front court left side, trying to beat Hall to the base. Out to Price, topside Robinson. Beneath the basket, Crawford blocked off the window. Foul before the shot goes up, or on the shot, it'll be free throws for the Bulldogs. Fresno State, not a great three-point shooting team, but you have a hard time convincing me of that tonight. They're 8 for 20 for 40% from the three-point line and 3 for 3 from the arc to start the second half.
Yeah, BYU just tends to get behind defensively, and they're chasing, they're running at shooters, and then they eventually get an open three, and Fresno just knocking them down. Crawford knocks down that first free throw.
Into the rock end of the arena. That's Crawford's first point. There's a guy averaging 10 points a game coming into tonight.
That's why I like that zone a little bit better for here as Crawford makes both of them. Fresno's a team that likes to put it on the floor and dribble. That zone takes that away, and the offense stagnates for the Bulldogs.
Dallin Hall with the ball right side. He's one assist away from 300 for his BYU career. Dallin to the top, jumps a pass to Cannon Ketchings right side. Cannon will step back and now pass off to Nell. Cycled Hall straight away. Dallin will drive it. Dallin will hand behind his head to Kava Keita, who throws down. And there is career assist number 300 from Dallin Hall. And what a helper to Kava, who hammers home.
That's a good one for 300, because that was pretty special.
BYU 54, Fresno State 38. Collins, crossover, step back, triple. Are they 4 for 4 from deep? Nope, there's a miss. Kava the rebound. Keita with his fourth rebound to go with 6 points. Ketchings racing down floor right side. Cannon on the arc right. Now to the top of the arc.
Shoot it.
And he does. And he misses. Offensive rebound, stick back, and score! Kava Keita cleans it up and gives the Cougs an 18-point lead, 56-38.
Kava very active. He's so good at getting those offensive boards, and a nice putback for him.
We're going to call that Dallin Hall assist. The money moment of the game is, man alive, Michael Robinson hits his third three, and the Bulldogs, their fourth of the second half. The money moment of the game brought to you by All Pro Capital. Put your money to work with smart real estate investments. Visit allprocapital.com for more information. All Pro Capital, celebrating 15 years of creating wealth. And a miss from Richie Saunders in the three-point corner right side off a pass from Hall. It's a 15-point game. 56-41, BYU on top. Fresno State 9 for 22 from the arc. A drive low and a miss by Collins. The rebound, Keita, down floor. Dawson, a 2-on-1, takes it right to the rim. Scoops and scores. Richie Saunders with the layup at the rim. Did I call Dawson on that? It was Richie on the drive.
You did, but you eventually got it right.
Richie Saunders on the finish. 58-41, BYU by 17. Straight away three. This one's rimmed out by Robinson. Rebound to Ketchings. Fresno State on pace for a season-high three-point night percentage-wise. So we go back and forth in this one. High-scoring affair here at the Marriott Center. Trevin Nell pulls and fires. Misses the three strong right into the hands of Kaba. Offensive rebound reset in the right short corner. Kaba has it knocked away, taken away. Turnover number 9. Kaba didn't see the player behind him who smacked it away. Robinson drives, misses. A foul on the floor or going up. Timeout either way. 15-19 to play. We're taking a break. BYU with a 17-point lead. That's the lead BYU had at halftime. The teams are tied 14-14 in the second half. 28 points scored in the first 4.5 minutes of the second half. We're taking a break to catch our breath. 58-41, Cougs lead the Bulldogs on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
The Cougars play in the Big 12 on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
BYU 58, Fresno State 41. Both teams lighting it up from deep. Both teams 9 three-pointers on the night. But let's see how BYU's doing inside with our check of BYU's points in the paint, brought to you by Jones Paint and Glass. When you hear the crash, think of Jones Paint and Glass. And it is inside where BYU has a notable advantage. And, in fact, you could argue that BYU's inside advantage is the only reason BYU's up 17, because they're up 16 in the paint. Yeah, 26-10, BYU's points in the paint advantage right now.
Three-point numbers are identical, so yeah, it's in the paint. BYU, again, dominating the offensive board 6-2. Those crazy numbers from Providence where BYU had so many offensive rebounds but not getting a lot of second-chance points, or at least 1-1. They got 6 points, second-chance points off those 6 offensive rebounds, which is not incredible, but is doable, and those inside points are carrying BYU in this one.
BYU Basketball brought to you by Fillmore Spencer. Tonight's game sponsor is Fillmore Spencer. Fillmore Spencer Attorneys at Law, solving problems and seizing opportunities for you, your family, and your business. We thank Fillmore Spencer for being an important part of our team. Tonight's game sponsor is Fillmore Spencer. All right, BYU back on the floor with Dallin Hall, Dawson Baker, Trevin Nell, Richie Saunders, and Fuseni Traore. No Yegor Demin for BYU tonight. He's out at least a week and a half with a knee contusion. Hopefully not a long-term absence. Mikel Robinson, right wing to Amari Aguilar. He wants some of this because he's been on the bench while this three-point barrage has been going up. He misses the three from the right side. Dawson grabs the rebound, and he's fouled as he came to the floor by Morsek. So Moore with the foul. And BYU basketball, 58-41, the Cougar lead. BYU shooting 57% to Fresno State's 38. The Bulldogs shooting equally from the arc as they are for the field at this moment. Dallin Hall between the circles, Baker. Dawson to the right wing, open for three. Missed it, short, but a long rebound flies out to Trevin Nell. Right corner, Saunders stepped on the sideline. Turnover number 10 for BYU.
Richie just trying to get some steam as he gave a pump fake, stuck that right foot back and stepped on the line as he went to the basket.
Put the right foot in, he put the right foot out, and by the time he shook it all about, it was a turnover. In and out, the three-pointer missed from Robinson, rebound to Foose.
The threes are finally starting to not fall for both teams, really.
Trevin Nell, left wing. Trevin, he'll pirouette, and not score Trevin. From three. Trevin Nell, 4 for 6 from deep. Another Mountain America Credit Union three-pointer, and BYU to a 20-point lead, 61-41. Run or miss by Robinson. Rebound, Foose. Down floor, Trevin. Trevin down the barrel will take it himself. A little Euro float. Score! Trevin Nell, 18 points to lead all scorers. And timeout taken by Vance Wahlberg. We will take it, too, as BYU leads by 22 for the first time tonight.
The Euro from Trevin. What a game. 18-7 in this one.
We're going to call that play a power play of the game as Trevin Nell powered his way down the lane and scores it. The power play of the game brought to you by the full lineup of Hyundai all-wheel drive SUVs. See your Utah Hyundai dealers. And Trevin Nell is dealing. Nell with 18 and the Cougs by 22. 63-41, timeout on the floor. 14-13 to play in Provo on the new skin. BYU Sports Network.
Your home for BYU basketball is the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Cougar basketball brought to you by JCW's. Dinner after the game at JCW's includes something for everybody. From burgers to wings, shakes to salads, JCW's quality and a lot of it in Lehigh. American Fork, Provo, South Jordan, and Harriman. Trevin Nell, 18-7. Right now, 18.7 rebounds. You mentioned the rebounding earlier. Those 7 rebounds tie a career high. 4 of his rebounds come on the offensive end, and he's never had 4 offensive rebounds in a game before tonight. So, a career night of sorts for Trevin Nell. A career night of sorts for Dallin Hall, who becomes the 19th BYU player with 300 or more career assists. And that 300 came here in the second half. BYU in the second half, outscoring Fresno State 19-14. Currently a 7-0 run for the Cougs, who lead the Bulldogs by 22, 63-41.
That's, I love it when Trevin plays well. He's been so loyal to this program. He's having a nice year, and this game has been fantastic.
Jalen Weaver, a send out to the right wing. Mikel Robinson, jump stop in the paint, hands off to Morsek, who's wide open for his second dunk of the night. He's got 4, the lead down to 20, 63-43. Kooks on top.
He just throws it down. His head is above the rim, so tall and long.
Morsek from Senegal, Hawaii transfer. He's an imposing figure at 7-1. Oh. Richie Saunders draws contact and somehow squeezes it up and scores from the right block. Richie with now double figures, 10 for Saunders. And back to a 22-point lead, 65-43. Download a sec. Missed it this time, but he was fouled on the way out. Would have dunked again, but he got hit on the way to the rim. It'll be 2 shots for Morsek. Moore is a 60% free throw shooter. Morsek, that's M-O-R-S-E-C-K. Morsek, 4.5 points, 4.8 rebounds, and a block shot per game. A 60% free throw shooter, 4 points on the night. going to the line for the first time tonight, shooting into the Rock end of the arena. ROC Rock, War of Cougars student section. And here we go. They get ready for a miss from Moore. Sec. And there's a miss from Moore. Sec.
Now Coach Young telling Fusini, if he comes out there and they get that high double screen, that double team, then Foos, once you hit that, you got to get back on Sec or whoever's down there. Foos was a little slow to get back, and they had to foul Sec, which might not have been a bad option here as he misses the first.
And 1-for-2 on the trip. Now, that might have been, I think in the second half, that might be where the chicken comes into play. I think the fans were particularly excited for the miss. Okay. They didn't get there. Moore Sec, by the way, an 18-point game against Prairie View a few weeks ago, but only 16 points in his next five games coming in two tonight. 4 points on this night, give him 5 now on the free throw make. All right, Fresno State pressing in a 21-point game. BYU 65, Fresno State 44. BYU forecourt right in front of us, and Dallin Hall will call timeout. Didn't like what he saw as he got trapped near the timeline. So, with 13:18 to play, we take a break. 65-44 is our score. The Cougs on top of the Fresno State Bulldogs. It'll be BYU basketball out of bounds after this short break.
Oh, we see Kalani up there.
Kalani Sitake in the stands and on the big screen. Kalani, a recent recipient of a long-term contract extension. And he's mimicking his jump shot for Cougar Nation up there on the screen. I love it. He loves basketball, and clearly he gets to a lot of these games. I think he'd come to these whether he was the head coach of BYU football or not.
Well, like Kalani, when we were a little bit thinner, we were a lot better at basketball. I'm sure Kalani spent a lot of time in the pickup games when he was playing football here, but yeah, this is a fun environment. Everybody wants to be here, all the faces.
All right, BYU basketball right in front of the Cougar bench area. Richie Saunders in. 13-18 to play. BYU's up 21, 65-44. Foos operates up high. The handoff to Baker. He sees an opening. Drive, lean back, score with the right hand. How about that? As the defender converges on Dawson Baker, he changes the body angle and flips it off the window. A miss at the other end. A stick back miss again. 0-for-2 on the trip by Price down low. And BYU on the carry. Hall, cross court left. Dawson. Yes! Dawson Baker, shot maker, three-pointer left side. And the Cougs by 26, let Dawson bake. 70-44, Cougs on top. Three the other way, miss. Rebound Hall, hit from behind as it's knocked out of bounds. It'll be BYU basketball with 12:40 to go here in Provo. Hope Dawson's okay, took a hard hit. He comes out of the game. I think he's all right. Elijah Cropper was going to check in anyway, I think. So Dawson will have a seat as Cropper comes in. So.
Are you talking about Dallin? Dallin's out. Dawson's still in.
Sorry, Dawson remains on the floor. Dallin Hall does check out for Elijah Crawford.
It seems like every game in the second half, Dawson has his own personal little run, and he's on one here.
Baker with a dozen. It's a Baker's dozen. Cannon catching. Three-pointer. Right corner slides off the rim. Offensive rebound. Richie missed the stick back. Gets his own rebound. He says, I can't miss two in a row. And it doesn't go. It's blocked beneath the basket. And here come the Bulldogs the other way. A euro to the rim. Up and in nice. From Jalen Weaver. He's got 9. 70-46, 24-point game, 12-10 to play.
Richie had a great offensive rebound. He maybe hurried it, thinking that defense was closer than they were.
Dawson jumps a pass to Richie, right corner. Got it, Richie Saunders! 15 for Richie. Second leading scorer for BYU tonight. And a foul will take us to a timeout, 11:55 to play here at the Marriott Center. BYU by 27 for the first time. 73-46, the Cougs now 12-for-28 from deep. It's Cougar basketball with the Cougs up big on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
You're listening to BYU basketball on the new skin, BYU Sports Network. Here's Jason Shepherd with a scoreboard update.
We mentioned at halftime that number 5 Kentucky defeated Colgate 78-67. The other top 25 team is in action. Now they have tipped off in San Diego. Number 23, San Diego State, trailing at home to Cal Baptist. Aztecs down a point, 19-18, but still 12 minutes to go in the first half. Back over to the Marriott Center and the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell.
Thank you, Jason. BYU basketball brought to you by Siegfried & Jensen. Siegfried & Jensen, helping Utah families for over 30 years. Learn more at SiegfriedandJensen.com. Well, a big part of BYU's 27-point lead as Will Hardy's introduced to the crowd here at the Marriott Center. He normally finds his home in the Delta Center and will be in the Delta Center on Saturday night. He and the Jazz home to the Phoenix Suns, Kevin Young's old team tomorrow night, so all kinds of connections. Anyway, a big part of BYU's 27-point lead, 12 for 28 from the three-point line. It's the seventh time this year that BYU's had 10 or more threes in a single game, and the Cougs have won 20 of their last 24 when they get to 10 or more from the arc. And within those three-point numbers, Mark, is the fact that Cannon Catchings, Richie Saunders, and Trevin Nell all have threes, meaning they've all hit at least one three in all nine games this year.
Yeah, really nice shooting performance. And even though Cannon is just 1 for 6 tonight, I think he's played really well. He's made really smart decisions. He's not forcing any. Every shot that he's taken has been a good shot. And even though he's 1 for 6, he's still got 10 points, 4 rebounds, 1 assist. He's done a nice job.
Fresno State in possession with 11:45 to play here in Provo. BYU 73, Fresno State 46. Jalen Weaver up top, right side to Jasir Tremble. Tremble, a cross-court pass all the way, skipped left corner to Amar Aguilar. Aguilar, a runner at the free throw lane with a right hand around and down. Amar Aguilar with 10 first points in a while. He's averaging 14.4 coming into tonight. And a turnover as Richie Saunders' pass to the half-court line is deflected, and then a foul and a chance to get in the attempt to get it back. So turnover number 11 turns into a foul. Foul number 4 for BYU here in the second half to 1 is all. Make it 5 fouls for the Cougs to 1 for Fresno State. And the Bulldogs within 25 at 73-48.
Aguilar, after making that nice shot, comes up with the steal. And he's got a little James Harden-esque in his game.
Jalen Weaver crossing Dawson Baker over. Kicks in the corner left side to Michael Robinson. Jump stomp, fadeaway 10-footer. Got it. Michael Robinson with 13. You want a weird number?
Yeah.
Richie Saunders had 4 turnovers this season. He has 4 turnovers tonight.
Unusual.
Lob up from Dawson, and Foose can't finish on the lay-in. Down floor Aguilar, caught beneath the hoop, has to pass in the corner to Tremble. Tremble waits for reinforcements, has Weaver on the arc right side. He'll drive to 8 feet, miss it short. A slapped rebound to Foose on the sideline. BYU in four court as we go back and forth, 73-50. Cougs on top, 10:40 to play here in Provo. And Foose is called for rocking a Bulldog on a screen out front. Offensive foul. And of BYU's maybe 12 fouls tonight, it feels like half have come on the offensive end. As Foose has whistled for the hard screen set out front. BYU 73, Fresno State 50. That's turnover number 12 for BYU to 7 for Fresno State.
I just had 5 the other night at Providence, and didn't seem to help BYU. But Mihailo in the corner there, wide open. It would have been an easy shot for him, but didn't see it.
Boskovic in the game. The runner missed at the rim, but a stick back is good by Elijah Price, who cleans up the mess left by Michael Robinson. And Fresno State climbing back to down 21, 73-52. Baker takes a hip check out front. Late whistle as Baker hit the deck. And so Brett Wells makes the call. It'll be BYU out of bounds.
Richie back in for Cannon.
Brooks Wells, Brent Hampton, and Kip Kissinger on the call tonight, the officiating crew. Brooks will bounce it to Richie Saunders, who checks back in. Gets it out to Traore between the circles. Foose has it knocked away and hands to Crawford out front. Crawford to Foose, top of the arc. Gives there to Dawson Baker. Dawson, dribble down the lane, kick in the corner, Elijah for 3, hit the flange. And the rebound collected by Zion Collins. Down floor Aguilar. Transition triple from the right side. Short on it. Rebound Traore. Foose outlets Crawford. Elijah down floor left side. Hands off the trailer Traore. Foose down the lane. One hand whip to Dawson on the arc. Back to Foose at 18 feet. The hand back to Baker. 1-2 back to Traore. Bobbled it. Turns it over. Turnover number 13 for BYU. Aguilar showboat to Collins. Missed the reverse lay-in. But an offensive rebound reset to Crawford. Crawford. Tremble, step back triple, right side. Bottoms.
9 straight.
Second 3 for Tremble. 9-0 run in 2 minutes, and it's an 18-point game. Another turnover near the timeline. Crawford, the runner, hit by Baker on the way to the hoop. What's going on here? BYU scoreless in 2.5 minutes. The Bulldogs score 9 in a row. Chance to make it 11 straight at the free throw line as BYU's got all kinds of turnover trouble. Twice as many giveaways as Fresno State, 14-7. And a lot of the haphazard variety here in the second half as Crawford will shoot two as he was hit on his way to the rim. He's 2 for 2 at the line tonight.
Well, Fresno
now
is
3 for 3.
As it's made, Fresno is a team that does play better in the second half, and especially late. They came back from down 11 with under 5 minutes the other night to win a game.
After in a game they trailed by 17, that was the Long Beach State game. They finished the game on an 11-0 run in the final 5 minutes. Fresno State this year 0-6 when the opponent is the first team to 70, and BYU is the first team to 70 tonight. But now the score is 73-57, and a 27-point lead has been cut to 16. This is an 11-0 Fresno State run. There's still a plenty of time left. And so Fresno State says, we've done it before, we can do it again, like Mark Durant said. Pressure in backcourt, BYU beats it. Saunders to an open Baker, doesn't take that three. Dawson to the middle, hit, no call. Out to Ritchie for a wide-open three, in and out. And the rebound, Fresno State. And the Bulldogs on an 11-0 run. A chance to keep it a game. Low to Price. Price at the rim. Missed it. Gets it back. Hit block from behind by Foose.
Wow.
As Price goes over two down low. Credit the second miss to Foose and Dawson. Or beg your pardon, Dallin nearly picked in forecourt. Court. Dallin Hall. Topside Foose. A lot of loose passes right now. Low Baker. Baker waits. Squeezes it up and misses it. Tip end. Misses it again. Gets his own rebound up and misses it again. But he's fouled on the third chance. He'll get two free throws. Can you believe this? Lid on the basket for BYU right now. A scoreless drought of 3.5 minutes as the Bulldogs go on an 11-0 run to keep it a game. Dawson did earn two free throws out of all that. With 8:31 to play, still plenty of time for the Bulldogs in their comeback effort. But, man, a 27-point game with the Cougs cruising has close to 16.
That was a big block by Foose to keep that run to what it is. And then Dawson coming back, sticking with it. We'll get a free throw to go. So they finally get off the snide off this run.
You heard it clank, but it did settle to the bottom of the net. 74-57, the run ended. After 11 straight by Fresno State, 74-57 is our score. 8:31 to play here at the Marriott Center. Dawson Baker, big night. 13, looking for 14 at the line, and yes. So Dawson follows 16 with 14. He had 16 at Providence last week. The only Cougar in double figures that night. 75-57, BYU up 18. Cougs need a stop here, it feels like, with 8:20 to play. Wide open three right side. Strong by Zion Collins. Not close. Rebound Saunders down floor. On the dribble to the left side. Takes a hip check. No call. Finds Foose up high. Gives to Hall near the timeline. 20-second shot clock. 8:05 game clock. BYU by 18. Dallin to make it 21. Yes! Three-pointer right side. 5 in a row for BYU to answer the 11-0 Fresno State run. Dallin Hall's second triple. He's got 6 on the night. Three-pointer missed. Right side by Trimble, a tap rebound by Mihailo, down floor, Hall. Boscovich playing with Hall, Traore, Saunders, and Baker. Foose harassed near the half-court line and turns it over. Miscommunication with Baker and timeout on the floor. That's turnover number 15. BYU is -8 in the turnover margin, or +8 if you want to say BYU is the team with more giveaways. 15 turnovers to only 7 for Fresno State. Despite that, the BYU lead big at 21 at 78-57. We're taking a break with 7:38 to play on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
This is BYU Basketball on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Back courtside here at the Marriott Center. Greg Grubel, Mark Durant with you. 78-57, BYU with a 21-point lead over Fresno State. The Cougs have led by as many as 27 on the night. But it was at that point that Fresno State went on an 11-0 run. Since that time, the Bulldogs have gone 0-for-5 from the field as BYU's pushed it back to a 20-plus-point cushion. BYU shooting 54% for the game, and the Cougs have won 17 in a row when shooting 50% or better from the field. The Cougs won their last eight when out shooting the opponent, and BYU's out shooting Fresno State 54-35. But both teams have double-digit threes on this night. BYU 13 for 31, and Fresno State 10 for 30. And the Bulldogs, not a great team from distance, but they've had back-to-back pretty good games from deep. Made 40% of their threes at Santa Clara and have made 10 threes on 33%. You say 33 is not great. Well, Fresno State was shooting 26% from the arc coming into the game. Vance Wahlberg plays a very fast-paced game, second nationally in tempo, and he says, of course, the missing part of my formula is the three-point shooting. Yes, we're going fast, but shooting 26% doesn't really work with my fast tempo. Vance Wahlberg, in his second Division I job, he was the Pepperdine head coach from 2006 through 2008. He was on the 76ers bench in the NBA from 2013 through 15 at the same time that Kevin Young was on the Delaware 87ers bench as head coach. So Kevin Young was the G League head coach for the 76ers affiliate when Wahlberg was on the 76ers bench. We come back into Fresno State basketball. We're down to a 10-second shot clock for the Bulldogs. Driving baseline, floating and scoring is Zion Collins on the right side. He's got five. His first points of the second half. Fresno State applying some full court pressure. Dallin Hall and Richie Saunders looking to beat it in backcourt. 7:07 to go. Richie, a nice move to get racing into forecourt and down the lane and to the rim, up and in! Coast to coast for Saunders for two. And BYU back up 21. The Cougs get to 80 at 80-59.
Kept expecting someone to step in and stop him. No one did. He took it all away.
Mikel Robinson heavy on the three. Rebound to Traore. Foos has 10 rebounds on the night to go with 5 points. Foos is career high in rebounds, 19. Mihailo for three off the iron. Tapped out of bounds by the Bulldogs. Cougs catch a break. It'll be BYU basketball with 6:36 to play. Fuseni Traore. It's his 26th game with double-figure rebounds. BYU looking to go 19-7 when Foos has 10 or more on the boards.
BYU out-rebounding Fresno by 20 in this one. That's a big part of why they're ahead in this game. And Foos is big. Obviously, Kata has had a nice knob on the boards. We talked about the seven from Trevin Nell.
Cougs, a top 25 team nationally in rebound margin coming in two tonight, averaging 42 to the opponent's 30. 80-59, BYU by 21. Richie Saunders slow bounce left side. Now topside to Kaba. Kaba Kata back in. Holds it out for Dallin Hall. Dallin to the bump into a three. Why not? Knocks it down. Dallin Hall, 3 for 5 from three. Finding his stroke, as are the Cougars, on 14 threes tonight. 14 for 33. And BYU by 24, 83-59.
We got guys hitting threes, and then Nell and Catchings come in. There's another three from Fresno from the corner.
Three-point answer, Jalen Weber. He's got a dozen. 83-62, the lead back to 21. 5:58 to play. Dawson Baker right side. Two defenders converge. Release to Saunders. Saunders high to Hall. Dallin in the center oval. Guarded by Amar Aguilar. Dallin bouncing it to Mihailo Boskovic left side. Cross court to Dallin. Dallin navigates. And his lob up, miscommunication. Kaba kind of stumbled there and couldn't receive the pass down floor. Aguilar can't save in. Too heavy on the pass, so it'll go back on back-to-back turnovers. One for BYU, back the other way off the Fresno State giveaway. So with 5:37 to go, it is Cougar basketball leading by 21, 83-62. BYU basketball brought to you by Big O Tires. Stop by your locally owned and operated Big O Tires location. The team you trust, Big O Tires. All right, Cougar ball, BYU in white, Fresno in red, BYU left to right here in the second half. Some pressure in backcourt by the Bulldogs. 5:30 to go, Cougs up big. Saunders and Hall in forecourt. Stalwart veterans for BYU, playing with Nell, another one of those for sure. Kaba Kata and Cannon Catchings. Kaba up top.
Good catch.
As he was harassed on the catch by Elijah Price, Price called for the foul. We foul number 4 on Fresno State to 7 for BYU. The Bulldogs in the 1-1. BYU not yet there. It'll be out of bounds for the Cougs. On the sideline, Richie Saunders. Right in front of Jazz head coach Will Hardy and Jazz owner Ryan Smith to our right. Cannon Catchings, left wing. Now right to Dallin Hall. Down to an 8-second shot clock. 5:05 game clock. Dallin on the arc right. Finds an open Catchings. Deep three left side. Heavy.
Didn't hit the rim, but Fresno got the rebound anyway, so no shot clock.
Mikel Robinson, forecourt right side. skips left corner. No one around Weaver, who strokes the three.
Jeez. It's a three-point fest for both teams tonight.
And that is three threes for Jalen Weaver. 15 on the night. It's back to an 18-point game. The lob up. Kay! Makeda with the throwdown. The pass came from the left side. And Kaba on the right side of the rim with the alley-oop finish. Cannon Catchings lobbed it up, and Kaba threw it down.
Better pass that time. Kaba able to throw it down.
Price for three. That's strong. And the rebound collected by Collins on the reset, but he missed it on an attempted lob the other way. Nell takes it away down floor to Catchings. A little heavy for him to collect near the baseline, but he does. And out to Dallin Hall, left wing. 20-second shot clock, 4:05 game clock. BYU by 20, 85-65. Turnover at number 17 for BYU. The pocket picked, driving low. Weaver. Weaver strong on the lay-in attempt. And Trevin Nell down floor the other way. The under 4 minute media timeout coming on the whistle. I think Kevin Young's ready for that.
Eight rebounds for Trevin now.
17-9 the turnovers. Dallin Hall left side. Now straight away. Hand back to Nell. Return to Hall. 10-second shot clock. 3:35 on the game. Dallin. High bounce down the lane. Reverse lane. Missed on the English. And the tap by Kaba. No good. And the tap out rebound down floor. Aguilar. Aguilar soaring for the hammer. Wow. With the right hand. 18 points again. The lead. 85-67. Fresno State not yet going all the way away in this one. BYU should win. But Fresno State kind of hanging around.
It seems like they should be closer than they are. They're making a lot of shots, but then I look up, BYU's up 20, 18.
On 54% shooting to Fresno State's 38, the crossover Dallin, left elbow termination, leans in, takes a hit on the backside. It'll be BYU out of bounds after this on team foul number 5 by Fresno State. Cougars up on the Bulldogs, 85-67. 3 minutes even to play here in Provo on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Back to Mark Durant and the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell, on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Cougar basketball brought to you by Fillmore Spencer, Utah's trusted, top-rated local law firm. They can play offense, defense, or provide a little coaching. Fillmore Spencer, attorneys at law, solving problems and seizing opportunities for you, your family, and your business. Fresno State has 67 points, 36 of their 67, so more than half their points have come on threes. Not surprising, because BYU allows the 22nd highest percentage of opponent points on three-point field goals. Coming in two tonight, the Cougars were allowing 38% of opponent points on threes. Tonight, that number's over 50% for Fresno State. And I think it's that impression, Mark, they should be closer than they are because of how many threes they have hit. But points in the paint go to BYU by a dozen right now. And again, the Cougars lead by 18, 85-67.
As good as Fresno's been from the three-point line, and then you look at BYU, they've been better. They're 14 of 34 and Fresno 12 for 34. So, you know, I guess you can give up a lot of threes as long as you're making yours.
3 minutes to go here at the Marriott Center. BYU 85, Fresno State 67. Dallin Hall, left wing, Nell for three. Skips off the front of the rim, but a foul. Was he fouled on the three?
Yeah, he gets fouled more than anyone on threes, and so he'll get three free throws.
BYU's taken three free throws on the night. So Trevin Nell in one trip will equate what BYU's done in more than 17 minutes of basketball here. BYU's 3-for-3 is all. Fresno State 7-for-10. Trevin shoots three and misses number one. Cougar basketball brought to you by Delta. Delta, the official airline of the BYU men's basketball team. 85-67, Cougs on top by 18. Trevin can make it 20 at the stripe as he makes the second of three, gets a third of three for the 20-point lead. 86-67 is our score. BYU with a win would go to 7-2. And 6-0 at home would extend the home win streak to 12 games and the non-conference home win streak to 19 games. Fresno State would fall to 3-7, and their losing streak would hit 5 games. The Bulldogs have already opened league play, losing at home to San Diego State last week. And Trevin, 2-for-3, and the lead back to 20 at 87-67. Cougs have made 4 of 5 at the line. 5 of 7, make it 5 of 6. I'll get it right. Three-pointer missed from the right side. Knocked out of bounds by the Bulldogs. It'll be BYU basketball.
Well, basketball's a funny game, Greg. Numbers are weird, and, you know, you have 5 turnovers the other night. You lose by 20. You got 17 tonight. You're going to win by 20.
Exactly right.
Sometimes I don't get it, but there's not just one number in basketball. Obviously, so many different things go into wins and losses.
Trevin Nell's been getting it tonight. 20 for Trevin. That is the 4th time in his BYU career that he's hit 20 or more. Career high for Trevin is 27. Cannon catching left side. Straight away, Dallin. Dallin up top. Bounce to the right. Bounce down the lane. Holds it back with a right-hand scoop and score. Great control by Dallin Hall. And that's 11 for DH. His first double-figure scoring game, I think, since the first game back.
Yeah, I think so.
Tremble missing a 3 from the left corner. Richie grabs a rebound. 2 minutes to go, and BYU by 22 now, 89-67.
I like Dallin turning that corner, too. He's hit some threes, but take it to the hoop like he did there. And Richie does it as well. Misses it.
But the tip is good by Kaba Kada. Float game missed by Richie, but Kaba's there to clean it up. And 91-67. Weaver for 3 the other way. In and out. Rebound to Dallin Hall. Trevin Nell. Rebound to Trevin.
One more rebound. He gets a double-double tonight. Trevin.
BYU in scoring between 90 and 99 points. Has won 22 consecutive games. And the Cougs are at 91-67. They will win this game. 130 to go. Dallin down the lane. Again with the right hand. Again off the window. And again a score for Dallin Hall. 13 points for Dallin.
Yeah, the threes are nice from him, but that's where he can really make a difference, getting downhill and scoring at the rim.
First double-figure game since his 10 points against Mississippi Valley State. 110 to play, 93-67, BYU by 26. The game-high lead's been 27. They're almost back to that. Zion Collins, with a minute to go, will drive. Blocked by Kayla Kada. Into the hands of Dallin Hall. 55 seconds to play. BYU into forecourt. Trevin Nell has an open path. Reverse lay-in. Score!
What a game.
Timeout with 49.1 to go. 30-second timeout for a substitution is all. As that happens, we will tell you that BYU basketball is brought to you by Jones Paint and Glass. When you hear the crash, think of Jones Paint and Glass. Visit jonespg.com to find a location near you. 49.1 to go. BYU big 28-point lead now for the first time tonight at 95-67. Trevin Nell, 22-9. He's one rebound away from his first career double-double, and he's on the floor. So if Fresno State misses, I hope Trevin Nell gets this.
Clear out. Let Trevin get it. He's already got a career high with the 9.
A block by Nell instead. And BYU down floor with 40 seconds to go. Elijah Crawford's going to run it, float it, and miss it off the backboard. Fresno State the other way. Jasir Tremble to the rim. No, Trevin grabs the rebound!
He got it.
Rebound number 10. He knows he got it. First career double-double for Trevin Nell. I think they're going to give it to him with 20 seconds to go.
They better.
And the shot clock is off. And Trevin Nell in fourth court on a 22-9 night. Now make it 22-10. There's the double-double. His first as a Cougar. And BYU can bounce it out. BYU can bounce it out. We're down to 6-5. 3-2-1, and we are done. Final score, 95-67. The Cougs defeat the Fresno State Bulldogs. Postgame recap begins after this on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Your home for BYU basketball is the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
We are back courtside here at the Marriott Center in Provo, Utah. BYU 95 and Fresno State 67. The Cougs tonight shoot 55% from the field, 41 from deep, made 83% of their free throws on only 6 free throw attempts, get to 50 on the rebound tally, 50-27 the rebounding edge over Fresno State. The Bulldogs shoot 35% field, 32% from the arc, 70% at the stripe. Both teams shot it well from deep. BYU 14 for 34 from the arc, and Fresno State 12 for 37. And Trevin Nell shot as well as anybody. 4 for 6 from the three-point line, 22 points, 10 rebounds. Yes, it is his first career double-double, and what a career it has been for Trevin Nell.
I love when Trevin has success because he's given so much to this program, and we know he's a great three-point shooter, was certainly on fire tonight, but also 4 for 5 inside the arc. Trevin's actually a pretty strong guy, and he can score at the rim. He showed what he could do there, and obviously with the rebounds, 10 rebounds, what a great effort. It was a bunch of old guys with the Jaeger out. Dallin was great. Richie was great. Trevin,
Dawson, I mean, those are your kind of the old guard, and they got it done tonight.
The entire starting five scores in double figures. And Dawson Baker chips in with 14 off the bench. So six Cougs in double figures. It was Nell with 22, Saunders with 17, 14 for Baker, 13 for Hall, 12 for Cada, 10 for Catchings, double-double for Trevin at 22 and 10, 10 rebounds for Fuseni Traore to go along with 5 points. Some highlight numbers of note, miscellaneous categories. BYU did turn it over quite a bit tonight. 17 turnovers to 10 for Fresno State, and the Bulldogs outscored BYU in points off of turnovers, 18 to 11. But the other categories, points in the paint, BYU plus 20 at 44-24. Second chance points, BYU plus 8 at 13-5. Fast break points even, 11 apiece. Bench points to the Bulldogs by 2 at 23-21. Cougs won the first half by 17 and the second half by 9 in winning this one. Won the first half by 17 and the second half by 11. That makes more sense. Winning it by 28, 95, 67. Now for Mark's New Skin Data Discovery, brought to you by New Skin, your innovative beauty and wellness company that helps you look, feel, and live better. What data did you discover in tonight's box score?
Well, great job on the boards, especially the defensive boards. They double up Fresno State 38 to 19. One of the interesting things, though, is that Fresno and BYU shot the same amount of field goals. You'd think that would be a lot different with those rebound numbers, but the turnovers, I think, helped Fresno even that up. So they needed a really dominant performance on the boards, and they got it.
Yeah, turnovers did take a few possessions away from BYU, but when the Cougs got to finish a play, it was usually a winning play tonight the way they played it.
It was an exciting game, a lot of fun plays, a lot of highlights. That was a good one to watch.
And a lot of faces in the crowd tonight, yeah, too. A.J. DiBonso was here. Fran Fraschilla, who we chatted with before the game, was here. Steve Cleveland here. The head coach of the Utah Jazz was also in attendance with his owner, Ryan Smith. Kalani Sitake was here. Yeah, so
and Greg Rubel.
Well, yeah. And Mark Durant, my goodness. 95-67, BYU over Fresno State. We're going to kick it back to Jason Shepherd for more Cougar Postgame Live coming up right after this. Then we'll return courtside for player and coach interviews as well. So, Cougar Postgame Live, that's Big O Tires. Cougar Postgame Live is coming your way next with Shep right here on.
This is Cougar Postgame Live on the new skin, BYU Sports Network. Cougar Postgame Live is brought to you by Big O Tires. Stop by your locally owned and operated Big O Tires, the team you trust. Cougar Postgame Live is also brought to you by Delta, official airline of the BYU men's basketball team. Here's your host, Jason Shepherd.
After not shooting the basketball well 8 days ago on the road at Providence, BYU bounced back nicely, shooting 55% overall, 41% from three, and they win going away over Fresno State tonight. Your final score is BYU 95, Fresno State 67, and because the Cougars win, you win with Papa John's Pizza. Use the online promo code BYU50, that's BYU50, on the app or at papajohns.com tomorrow, and you're going to receive 50% off pizza. This offer is good at any Utah location tomorrow only. Now, with this game being a final, BYU back in action coming up on Saturday against Wyoming. And after that, only one more non-conference game. So two more non-conference games before Big 12 play begins at the end of the month. Speaking of Big 12 play, everything in the conference is a final. Besides our game, it was just one other team. That's the Baylor Bears. And they took care of business at home over Norfolk State, 94-69. Baylor now 7-3 on the season. Top 25 action in San Diego. Number 23, San Diego State, has reached halftime against Cal Baptist and the Aztecs with a 7-point advantage at 40-33. Earlier tonight, fifth-ranked Kentucky defeated Colgate by a final score of 78-67. Over at Utah Valley tonight, they were hosting North Dakota Wolverines with a strong second half. They outscored the Fighting Hawks 45-26 in the second half, and they get the win 80-57. Utah Valley now at 500. They are now 5-5, and they are 3-0 in Orem. Moving on to the National Basketball Association. It's the NBA Cup quarterfinals. I don't know about you. Look, and I'm an NBA guy. And maybe it's just simply because the Jazz are not involved in this right now because we didn't win any of our NBA Cup games. But I'm just having a hard time getting into the NBA Cup. And like I said, the NBA is my favorite sport. So I'm an NBA guy. But some good action earlier tonight at Madison Square Garden. The Knicks looked like they were going to beat the Hawks, but Atlanta, with a very strong third and fourth quarter, defeat the Knicks in Madison Square Garden, 108-100. And then the game going on right now, they've reached halftime in Houston, and it's the Rockets leading the Golden State Warriors 44-37. All right, after the break, we'll get you back over to the Marriott Center for more Cougar Postgame Live with Greg and Mark. Your final score, BYU 95, Fresno State 67, and you heard it all right here on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Here's Greg Wrubell with more Big O' Tires Cougar Postgame Live on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
As we come back to the Marriott Center, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
This is BYU Radio on KBYU FM HD2 Provo. You're listening to BYU Basketball on BYU Radio.
Greg Wrubell and Mark Durant back courtside at the Marriott Center, 95-67. BYU over Fresno State. Cougs go to 7-2 on the year. Let's get to our postgame honorees as we await the arrival of Dallin Hall courtside for a conversation. Let's start with our Waystar star of the game, brought to you by Waystar, simplifying healthcare payments. Learn more at waystar.com. And with his first career double-double, we're giving this one to Trevin Nell. Trevin, 22 points and 10 rebounds. Yes, first time he's had 10-plus rebounds in a single game. So career double-double number one for Trevin in career game number 123. So Trevin Nell is the Waystar star of the game. As for the medal-marked steel man of the game, we're going to give it to Dallin Hall. Dallin was a man among men on many a drive tonight. Shot it well from outside as well at 3-for-5 from the three-point line. I like Dallin Hall for this. 13 points and 4 assists to go along with a couple of rebounds in 31 minutes of play. A good high minute number for Dallin. He's the Palmer's Metal Mart Steel Man of the Game. Brought to you by Palmer's Metal Mart, everyone's metal store for over 30 years. Proud sponsor of BYU basketball. All types of steel products from tube, pipe, rebar, metal roofing, and so much more. Jobs big or small, Palmer's Metal Mart is everyone's metal store.
Can I give an honorable mention?
Yes.
I just think Kiba played great. 6-for-6 tonight and had 8 rebounds, 3 offensive, 3 assists.
So 12-8?
12-8, man.
For Kaba. And by the way, Trevin Nell's 10 rebounds, well, clearly a career high, but his offensive rebound number, which I think was sitting at 4 earlier in the game, was also a career high. Trevin ended up with, yeah, 4 and 6 offensive and defensive rebounds. So Trevin Nell and Dallin Hall with an honorable mention to Kaba Kata as our postgame honorees as BYU wins it big 95-67. You know that Fresno's going to, you know, kind of goad you into an up and down game. They're the second nationally in tempo, and it was kind of frantic at times. BYU turned it over 17 times, but that said, the Cougs also had 17 assists. So even with the high turnover number, they were 1-to-1 on the assist to turnover ratio. Not bad.
It looked more what BYU, how they want to play. At Providence took a lot of that away, forced BYU to go one-on-one. That's not the best scenario for BYU. If they can, even with the turnovers, if they're moving, if they're coming off the screens and able to get downhill and get in the paint and find open shooters from three, that's the formula for success for BYU. So that assist number is welcome after a tough night at Providence, just finding a way to get in the flow of the offense. Never quite happened back east. It happened here tonight.
We'll come back with Dallin Hall as we continue on the Big O Tires Cougar Postgame Live, 95-67, BYU over Fresno State here on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Here's Greg Wrubell with more Big O Tires Cougar Postgame Live on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
BYU ends tonight's game on a 10-0 run. A 12-2 spurt in the final 5 minutes. And again, we knew that this Fresno State team had comeback ability. They, a couple of times tonight, took a 27-point lead to 16, a 28-17 pretty quickly. And we know that at Long Beach State, they were down 17, came back to win that game. They went on an 11-0 run to end the game and coming back. So it was good to have a big lead against Fresno State, especially the way they were shooting it tonight, Mark. 12 for 37 from the three-point line. 12 is a high number for the Bulldogs.
Yeah, and, you know, they did have an 11-0 run there in the second half, which made some a little bit of nervousness. And I think, was it Dawson that got to the free throw line or Richie? And
ended a run, yeah.
Ended a run there, and then it was not looking back for BYU. So Fresno, you know, that's an interesting team to me because they have some real good offensive players. I was impressed with Aguilar, but they just don't seem to have kind of the cohesiveness that they need, but I think it's a team that can get a lot better and as the season goes on. But it was a nice athletic challenge for BYU. Fresno State had some athleticism, but just didn't have the consistency to match what BYU was able to put on the floor.
They do have pace. They do play an up-and-down, run-and-gun style, and BYU was that match tonight for Fresno State. We are joined courtside by Dallin Hall, tonight's Palmer's Metal Mart Steel Man of the Game. DH popping on the headset. Dallin Hall tonight, 13 points to go along with 4 assists. He was a dead eye from deep at 3 of 5 from the three-point line. Played more than 31 minutes. Dallin Hall, great to have you back on the headset. How are you, my friend?
Great to be back. I'm doing good. Obviously, that was a great dub for us. I just happy to be back, you know, home playing basketball and just grateful to be out there with my brothers.
Dallin taking a breath and having a swig of a well-earned bottle of water here courtside. And this is your fifth game back.
Yeah.
After an injury that kept you on the sidelines for the first four games. First of all, what's it like to not be ready to go with the rest of your guys to start the year? How anxious were you to get as healthy as you could be as quickly as possible to rejoin them?
Yeah, super anxious. With the expectations we had for ourselves, the goals we set, the kind of guys we have, like, super frustrating to go down at the time that I did. But I'm surrounded by a really great group that helped me to focus on, you know, the present and what I could control. So I just did everything in my power to make sure I could get back. I just want to shout out Rob Ramos, one of the best athletic trainers in the country, Wiz, one of the best strength coaches, and Coach Brady. Those three were kind of my my right-hand men and helped me get back. And Trey Stewart was right there with me. That's my guy. And so I just did everything to get back, and these guys took care of business while I was away.
Wiz is the player performance strength and conditioning specialist, Michael Davey, and Coach Brady is JB. Jordan Brady, the player development specialist on the team. That's who Dallin Hall's talking about. And it was the kind of injury you could get better from, right? You just needed to give it some time. Is that right?
Yeah, it was kind of an odd one. The coaches decided it would be in my best interest to not try and play through it and give it some time to heal. That's super hard as a player when it's kind of something you could push through. But I'm super grateful for them. They have my best interest in mind, my long-term goals, the best interest of the team. And so it kind of riled me in a little bit, and it's paying off. Like, I'm feeling better every game and kind of getting my legs back under me after being out for like a month and a half of hoops.
Well, Dallin, you're a familiar face, obviously, here, but there's been a lot of new things happen, a new coach for you and some exciting new young players. How has that whole transition gone for you?
It's been exciting, you know. It's been a big adjustment. It's been refreshing a little bit being here 2 years and staying in my routine, and to kind of have some new faces, a new style of things, a new approach has been really refreshing just to break up things. And we have a great group of guys, very talented, some NBA-level talent all across the roster, and so it's exciting to play with and to compete every day, and obviously our coaching staff is the best in the country.
One of those guys you're talking about is Yegor, and you got to watch 4 games of him kind of running the show for BYU before you rejoined him. First up, your initial impressions of him once he started playing games, and then to rejoin him and having kind of 2 points on the floor at the same time, how's that been?
Yeah, my initial impressions is a little bit like the rest of the country, just shock and awe, right? Dude's really special. He can literally do everything out there. He can pass it with the best of them, shoot it with the best of them, and finish. And so it's been awesome to see him thrive. I think he's a top 5 pick. There's just not anyone else in the country that has his potential and can do what he does. And Being out there on the floor with him has been really fun. Take some pressure off me, give me some opportunities to play against closeouts, be more efficient off the ball. And so I'm excited for him to get back.
Shouldn't be too long, what coach is telling us.
No, he's kind of in the same boat as me, like just taking it day by day, focusing on what he can control. And the coaches are obviously looking out for him and his best interests. So we're just trying to take care of business while he's away.
And, of course, that segues me into the fact that with Yegor now sitting for a bit, now it's all back on your shoulders. Now there are other point guards on the team, but now it's more of what we saw last year of you kind of being the man. And did you feel a little more responsibility that way with now Yegor having to sit for a bit?
Yeah, I think just with this team and their pressure and their full court press felt very similar to last year, going back and getting the ball. And so the coaches have a ton of faith and trust in me. We got guys out there like Dawson Baker, Elijah Crawford, who are really talented guards as well that can handle pressure. And honestly, when we're playing on our toes and downhill, we're super hard to stop and hard to pressure because we'll just make you pay.
Well, Dallin, obviously it's fun to win and everything's good when you're winning. You dropped one at Providence. It's been, what, 8 days? How's this team, this makeup of this team, deal with the adversity when it happens? And you had a nice bounce back tonight, obviously.
Yeah, our coaches are very well composed. You know, I think it'd be an easy situation to kind of lose it. But they came in, gave us a pep talk, and talked a lot about it's just about your response in this game. And so they gave us a day off. We came back, and we responded the right way. We had a couple excellent practices where we were competing. We were executing the game plan. And it started to show out here tonight. I think that's an inkling of what we're able to do. But it really is about our response. And, you know, we bounced back from that Ole Miss hard loss in San Diego, bounced back from this one. And so we're just learning. We're a young team, and we got some young pieces. And so I think when we're able to put it together, we're going to be a force to reckon with for sure.
You got an NBA guy as your head coach, and tonight's box score has a very NBA feel to it in that you've got five starters in double figures and a bench guy in double figures. That's great balance for BYU. And how about Trev? He gets a rebound in the final 20 seconds or so for his first career double-double. 22-10 for Trev. How about it?
How about it, man? Trevin Nell, you know he was hunting that one for sure.
Yeah, I know it.
No, Trevin, I can't speak enough about him, what he is for our team, for this program. There's no one who embodies, you know, the values of BYU basketball, both on and off the court. He really plays the game at a high level. He wants the best. Like, he's in my ear, especially as Yegor goes out for a little bit. He's like, bro, we need you to be aggressive, to be your best self, like just playing on your toes. And so he challenges me to be at my best. He brings it every day, and he's just got such a great spirit about him as he approaches the game and helps our team be at our best.
12-8 for Kaba tonight, points and rebounds. He was 6-for-6 from the field. If you're the pitcher, how fun to have Kaba as a catcher out there.
Yeah, I know. I missed him one. I don't know what the reference in baseball would be. Foul ball or something. But, yeah, he's incredible. A lob threat. Yeah, man, that one still bugs me a little bit. But he's just relentless on the offensive glass. A lob threat that gets behind. It's over. And then you pair that with Foose, like, who's unstoppable in the post. Super physical. Like, super dynamic. And so we have two incredible bigs, and it's like a 1-2 punch. Probably the best 1-2 big man punch in the country, I'd say.
You had just a glimpse of Dawson last year. He only got four games in, and he was really never himself, right? So it was a tough year for Dawson that way. But he goes 16 at Providence, 14 tonight. We're not kind of seeing what Dawson is and who Dawson is. Natural scorer of the ball.
Natural scorer, has a knack for finding ways to punish the defense and pick and rolls. And, yeah, I think he's just getting going, honestly. He also is a really good playmaker. He's shown flashes of that. So he can really do it all. It's been fun to be out there with him. I think we can be really dynamic in transition, which started to show. But I'm just excited for him to be out playing. I remember after his first game, he's like, man, I forgot what it feels like to play pain-free. And I was like, I'm so happy for you, man. You're going to help our team so much. Veteran leadership, just a pure scorer and a great leader for our team.
Wrapping things up with you, we're excited to see you play this season, obviously. You've got a lot of basketball left this year. And I don't want to paint too far into the future, but I know you've got eligibility next year. And I know there's some talent coming in next year that I'm thinking a guy like Dallin Hall might enjoy playing with. Am I right about that? And how fun has it been to be part of this wave of talent coming to BYU?
Yeah, it's super incredible. I think it just speaks to what this coaching staff brings to the table as far as their recruitment, their coaching style, and the guys they're able to get as a result of that. I think players just trust Coach Young a lot, and they trust what we're building here, and so it's really exciting. Obviously, some big commits with AJ.
Would you like to play with him?
Yeah, you know, he's like a generational player. He seems great. You know, we've had some interactions, and he's been excited about hooping, and so, yeah. Big time get for BYU. Let's go Cougs, baby.
A lot of good things in the future and in the present too.
Yes.
And a lot of basketball left to play. Dallin, thank you for coming on tonight. So good to see you back and doing what you do so well. And we will do this again. Thank you.
Hey, appreciate you guys.
All right, that is Dallin Hall. And this has been Big O Tires Cougar Post Game Live. Kevin Young is coming up on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Time to hear from BYU head coach Kevin Young. This is the BYU Creamery Cougar Postgame Coaches Show. BYU Creamery, serving sweet memories for 75 years. The Cougar Postgame Coaches Show is also brought to you by Ryan Valuation, formerly Econ Partners, a national leader in business valuation. Learn more at ryanvaluation.com. Let's rejoin the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell.
It is the BYU Creamery Cougar Postgame Coaches Show. BYU Creamery ice cream delivered right to your door. Order today at creamery.byu.edu, serving sweet memories for 75 years. Pretty sweet win tonight here for the Cougs, 95-67 over Fresno State. BYU head coach Kevin Young popping on the headset. Coach Young, congratulations. Finally good to get back home here after a while.
Yeah, it was. You know, that was a long, long way away from home, you know, both physically and mentally, you know, long trip and then long trip out to Providence and back. But, yeah, great to be back in the Marriott Center.
In terms of what your game plan was going in, how well did they kind of check off the boxes tonight, your guys?
You know, I thought pretty good. You know, I thought we got away from it a little bit there that latter part of the second half with some of the silly turnovers against their pressure that we knew was eventually going to show its face. You know, I thought defensively I was really happy with what we did in terms of protecting the paint. I thought we gave up a lot of threes, but a lot of the threes we were okay giving up. I mean, they actually shot it at a higher clip than they normally do.
Right.
But I thought we did a more good than bad in terms of getting out and challenging some of their shooters, but did a really good job of keeping them not only out of the paint but off the free throw line for the most part as well.
I thought the offense looked more like, I think, what you want to see out there. 17 assists. You got a lot of three-point looks, knocked them down. What is kind of the barometer for you? How do you know when you know things are going how you want them to go? Is it assist on field goals, or mm-hmm. I mean, what do you look for to know? Yeah, this is what we were trying to do, and we did it.
Yeah, I think you nailed it. I mean, I think having a high assist, low turnover number is that. I mean, we turned it over too high tonight, but I thought the ball was moving. I thought we did a good job of making them pay, and then something that you really can't quantify. I just thought our execution was good. I thought we did a really good job of handling their pressure for the most part and then being able to execute things after that. Obviously, things got away from us for that little stretch. We were kind of throwing it all over the gym, but, you know, there was more good than bad.
34 three-point attempts is kind of right in your wheelhouse, and you made 14 for a 41% clip. That's also part of what you want to be.
Yeah, and I mean, I thought tonight, you know, outside of Cannon, you know, who I thought, by the way, played his best game of the year, even though he was 1-7 from three, I loved his mentality to start the game attacking the basket. Everybody else I thought shot it well, you know, and we haven't had a game yet where we've got multiple guys firing on all cylinders, and tonight we did, and when we have that, we're extremely dangerous.
Yeah, I thought it felt like an NBA-like box score when you get six guys in double figures, including your entire starting five.
Yeah, I mean, and again, I think we've proven on a given night that we can have a different leading score, but then when everyone outside of that leading score is making threes, you know, it really opens the floor up, and like I said, it makes us hard to guard. I mean, we're a team, I think, if you make a mistake, we got a lot of different guys that can make you pay, and I thought that was the case tonight.
Efficiency tonight to just under 1.3 points per possession. Meantime, Fresno's under one. In fact, they're at 0.93. You take that margin any game.
Absolutely, and I mean, we strive for efficiency on both ends of the floor. You know, another good rebounding night for us, which helped, kind of fuel that efficiency along with the shooting that you mentioned.
So Fresno State, again, shot it better than they normally do from three. Kudos to them. 12 is a good number for them, and it kind of helped them kind of hang around mm-hmm. in this game. But ultimately, you guys, and there's too many weapons, and you shot a great number yourselves that way.
Yeah, no, I think that's well said. I mean, it felt like it was a three-point contest for a minute there. It was just going back and forth. And, you know, give their guys credit. They stepped up and knocked shots down. And, you know, hopefully, you know, I love Vance. He's a great guy, great coach, you know, and hopefully that springboards them. I'm rooting for them. He's a friend of mine. But I thought our guys did a good job of forcing them to beat us from three, and obviously they weren't able to do that.
You know Vance as well as anybody, and you knew this was going to be an up-and-down game.
Yeah, I mean, he's a pace guy. He's a space guy, you know, and then – you know, the pressure kind of got to us there for a minute. It's another thing that he likes to do. But, yeah, we knew it was going to be a fast game. I mean, they're one of the fastest teams in the country, and we were ready for that.
I want to go back to Cannon a little bit. I feel the same way. I thought, you know, he didn't shoot the ball particularly well from the three, but I thought every shot that he took was in his motion and a good shot for him. And when he did take it to the hoop, it was a good decision. He made smart decisions. Is that kind of what you're working on with him, not to force things, but just to let the game kind of come to him? Because I thought his decision-making tonight was really good.
No, I mean, him and I spent some time together, you know, after our team meeting this morning, and we're talking about just those things. And, you know, I've been impressed with Ken. When there's things – and when I say I'm impressed with him, what I mean is there's when I sit down and talk to him about certain things, he tries to carry those things over into the court. So he's very coachable in that sense. And, you know, he's a guy that's just going to continue to get better and better. I thought tonight was a step in the right direction for all the reasons that you just said. I agree with you. I thought his decision-making was good. You know, the shots he took I think are going to go in more than they're not, and I thought he took a good step tonight.
Cannon and Richie and Trevin – all hit threes tonight. They are the only three guys on the roster who have threes in every game this season. All nine, they've hit at least one.
That's a fun fact right there.
There we go. We are full of fun facts for you. And I was glad that Trevin was on the floor at the end of the game. I was hoping there'd be a rebound for him. And sure enough, he got his hands on it with about 10 seconds to go. His first career double-double. He goes 22-10. Obviously, the 10, a career high in rebounds. And he had four offensive boards tonight when the game was still in question earlier. Great night from Trev.
Yeah, no, Trev's awesome, man. You know, he's a great guy. He's one of our captains. I mean, he's a guy that you know, tries to do everything that we ask. He's incredibly intelligent on the floor. I was told that was his first ever double-double, so we'll make sure we get this stat sheet framed for him and his wife. He's just been solid all year. You know, he's a really efficient player. I think one of my coaches told me earlier, he's one of the most efficient players in all of college basketball in terms of you know, points per possession. So kudos to him for that, and obviously tonight will only help that.
Cannon, or rather Trevin, ending with 22 and 24 minutes of play. We'll come back with some closing comments with Coach Kevin Young as we continue and conclude on the BYU Creamery Cougar Postgame Coaches Show. Yes, indeed. Coming into the night, Trevin was 44th in offensive rating nationally, and he probably helped those numbers tonight by going 8 for 11 from the field, 4 for 6 from deep. More with the coach coming up on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
You're listening to the BYU Creamery Cougar Postgame Coaches Show on the new skin, BYU Sports Network. Now, back to the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell.
All right, BYU 95, Fresno State 67 tonight's final. It's our final segment with BYU head coach Kevin Young. Let's begin the segment with our Ryan Valuation Valuable Stat of the Game. Brought to you by Ryan Valuation. Whether for tax, financial reporting, or strategic purposes, when your business needs a valuation, use Ryan Valuation, formerly Econ Partners. Learn more at ryanvaluation.com. Talk about the three-point number. That's okay, but I'm going to go to your two-point number tonight, Coach. 24 for 35 on your two-point shots. That's 68.6%. And the layup and dunk number was 16 for 19, which is better than it was at Providence when a lot of the inside attempts were missed. So I thought that you want rim and three, and I thought at the rim you were a really good basketball team tonight.
Yeah, I thought you know, I thought our execution played a role in that. I thought our screen setting was good. That was something that the screen setting in particular in Providence was poor. That was a point of emphasis coming into the game tonight. And then, you know, with the guys we have that can shoot it, you know, if you combine that with our spacing, you know, we should be a team that can get to the rim and finish there.
Great finishing tonight. Dallin in particular, I remember Dawson as well. And how about Dawson? He's gone 16 points and 14 now in back-to-back games. This is kind of who Dawson is, isn't it, coming off the bench?
Yeah, no, he's been tremendous for us. I mean, he's a really good basketball player. You know, he does a lot of things really well. I trust him with the ball in his hands. He's just strong. You know, he's got great footwork. You know, he is going to be and is a huge part of what we're doing.
Coach, I thought Cable was terrific tonight, 6 for 6. He had 12 and 8 and 3 assists. And I watch both Kaba and Foose. How important is it to have a big man that can come up and catch the ball? One time it wasn't a good pass. Kaba went and got it and caught it, and they don't make a lot of mistakes. They're able to pass it. How important is it to your offense to have a guy like that up top to kind of to run off of him?
No, it's wildly important. I think, you know, that's a strong suit of Foose's in terms of that top of the key area. I mean, we're trying to, you know, grow Kaba there as well. The play you made, that's something that I was really challenged them on in practice. In fact, I went down and did quite a few, you know, player development type sessions with the bigs this week of just that, just trying to get a catch, allow us to relieve some of the pressure that way, and then hopefully we can grow the decision making part after that.
Coach Young, it seems like the coaching world is one big Venn diagram. It's just crossing circles everywhere. And you've got Vance Wahlberg, who's had three of the same jobs Steve Cleveland had in Fresno. Steve Cleveland, of course, a BYU coach. And then you cross paths with Vance in a different way with the 76ers organization. You mentioned there's a tie with Will, and you're playing in his building here in a couple of nights, by the way, as well. The coaching world is something, isn't it? That if you're in it long enough, and you're old enough to be in it long enough, there's always a connection game to game.
Yeah, it's cool. It's one of the cool things about the profession. I mean, obviously, everyone's super competitive. But you know, I think everyone respects how hard the profession is as well. And so we obviously want to play well against each other, and everybody wants to win. But, like, when I saw Vance tonight, it was one of the first things he asked was, like, oh, how old are your kids now? You know, stuff like that. And so, you know, you really do develop these, deep-rooted friendships and relationships. I think it's one of the coolest parts about sports.
All right, this December is an interesting one for you. There's some holidays involved and not too many games. So I think it kind of works out well in the ramp up to Big 12 play. You want to win all these games, of course, but there's also some times for guys to get bodies well, spend some family time, and enjoy a bit of the holidays, which we all like to do.
Yeah, no, it's a rare thing for me. I mean, I've played on Christmas, I think, 6 out of the last 8 years, and even prior to that, I've had Christmases all over the country, and so it'll be a nice time to, you know, spend with my family, and hopefully everyone can get a little recharge before we ramp up.
We always talk about players' health, but how are you doing? I know you haven't been feeling well. You doing okay?
Yeah. Little bout of food poisoning kept me out. I actually missed practice yesterday, so shout out to my coaching staff and our players.
By the way, it was chaos yesterday without you. It was absolute anarchy. You would not have liked it.
But yeah, it was a rough 24 hours, 36 hours, but I'm feeling better. Thanks for asking.
Well, you know what makes you feel better, too, in the big picture is how things are moving for the future of this program. And AJ got to kind of do a lap here at halftime with the fans, and you're in with your guys during that time. But a great ovation and just a real appreciation for what you and the staff are doing in bringing players to BYU that are important for the development of the program, and hopefully will be as important in their lives as they are for BYU.
Yeah, no, and I think that's well said. I think AJ and his family, you know, recognize that. They've been here a lot. You know, they know what this place is about, and it's one of the massive reasons why they chose to come here. So, you know, it's cool to kind of see his personality. You know, he's got a big personality. He's a really fun guy to be around. I think everyone's going to, you know, one, just have joy of being around him, but then two, just the joy of seeing someone of his caliber play up close and personal here in Provo is going to be unbelievable.
Well, because we don't spend enough time together, we're going to do this for an hour tomorrow night on your TV coaches show. So I'll see you back in Studio C tomorrow night, and we'll talk some more Cougar basketball. Richie will be our guest tomorrow night on your show. So we'll see you tomorrow, and congratulations again for tonight. Thank you, Coach.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
All right, that is Coach Kevin Young, and that will do it for BYU basketball on this Wednesday night. BYU 95 and Fresno State 67 is our final score, and that will do it for the BYU Creamery Cougar Postgame Coaches Show and for our broadcast on this night. Mark, it had been almost 3 weeks since BYU last played a home game. It was good to get back in the building.
Had a bunch of home games and then no home games, and now a pretty quiet December. So each game's important. They went out and played well. I thought kind of a bad taste in my mouth from Providence. This helped cleanse that, a palate cleanser, if you will. Yeah. I thought they played well, shot the heck out of the ball. If this is the product they can put on the floor, maybe a little better defense for my taste, but if they can put that product on the floor, they're going to be very dangerous.
Let's thank the crew back at BYU Radio. Our studio host, Jason Shepard, coordinating producer, Terry South, control board operators, Ethan Arkell, Kaylee Radford, and Kaylee Rich, BYU Radio engineer, Barry Squires. Our thanks to our right-hand man, BYU Basketball Communications Director, Tyson Jex. He was outstanding as always in feeding us the most salient facts to share with all of you during the broadcast. We thank his counterpart at Fresno State for assisting us in our preparation for the game as well and helping us get that pregame interview that you heard with Coach Vance Wahlberg. That's Josh Mitchell. He's the communications director for Fresno State. Helped us talk with Vance Wahlberg in pregame. You heard Coach Wahlberg. You heard Coach Young pre- and postgame, and Dallin Hall, our postgame guest as well. So for all of those folks, and my 28-season broadcast colleague, my color commentary partner, the one and only Mark Durant, my name is Greg Wrubell. Thanking you for tuning in. Final score, BYU 95, Fresno State 67. Cougs now 7-2 on the year. They win their 12th straight home game, 19th consecutive non-conference home game coming up on Saturday. It'll be a non-conference neutral floor game against Wyoming. 6 o'clock pregame, 7 o'clock tip for the Cougs and the Cowboys at the Delta Center in downtown Salt Lake City. So until then, I am Greg Wrubell saying in the meantime and in between time, this has been Cougar Basketball on the new skin, BYU Sports Network. Good night and so long from Provo, Utah.
You've been listening to BYU Basketball on the new skin, BYU Sports Network. Coverage of today's game has been brought to you by All Pro Capital Real Estate Investments, by Big O Tires. Stop by your locally owned and operated Big O Tires, the team you trust. Brought to you by Ken Garf, we hear you. And by Smith's Food and Drug, proud partner of BYU Athletics. BYU Basketball is a production of BYU Athletics in association with BYU Broadcasting. Special thanks to BYU President Shane Reese, Vice President Keith Vorkink, Athletic Director Tom Holmo, and Associate Athletic Director of Corporate Sponsorships, Casey Stauffer. BYU Basketball is an exclusive presentation of the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Good evening, Cougar basketball fans, and welcome courtside inside the Marriott Center on the BYU campus here in Provo, Utah, as tonight the Cougars return home for the first time in almost 3 weeks, looking to get back on the winning track after losing two of their last three. It's BYU and Fresno State for the second consecutive season, but for the first time in the Marriott Center in 14 years. Dallin Hall playing without his running mate, Yegor Demian. Nell, low to Kaba. Kaba, little running lane at the window with the left hand. Kaba slashing down the lane and takes it in for two. The left elbow straight away to Saunders. Saunders passes and then moves as Cannon will drive and kick to Nell for three. Knocks it down. Trevin Nell from the left corner, and BYU takes the 5-2 lead off the miss by Alex Crawford. Down floor, Cannon catching, sees a lane and throws it down with the right hand. Cannon cleared for takeoff. A thump with the right hand. It's 7-5 BYU. 8-7 Fresno State off the inbound. Richie pulls and fires and scores from three. Richie Saunders on the board, and the Cougs in the lead, 10-8. Fusel bounce to his left. Go back door. Trevin Nell lays it up and in off the assist from Fuseni Traore, and the Cougs take a 12-10 lead. Nice cut, good finish by Trevin. To Nell, quick outlet. Saunders driving to the hole. Reverse lay, and good for Richie Saunders! Richie scores to give the Cougs a game high 4-point lead at 14-10. To Baker left wing, little floater from Dawson is good. Baker checks in and gets on the score sheet. 16-12, BYU leads by 4. That ties the game high lead. Dawson down floor, Dawson to the top, Dawson left, step back, triple of himself, and yes, he knocks it down. Dawson Baker, shot maker, gives the Cougs a 1-point lead, 19-18. Foose on the back down, sees a double, knocked away, gets it back, finds Nell, perimeter right, a repost to Foose. Foose hard to the middle on a single, now comes a late double, goes up anyway, and scores it. Muscling his way to the 10 for 2, Fuseni Traore, and the Cougs retake the lead at 21-20. BYU 4 early turnovers. Nell for 3, again, Trevin Nell with his second triple. And the Cougs expand the lead to a game-high tying 4 once again, 24-25 straight for BYU. And down floor, Cannon catching. Gets right to the rim. Nice. Banks and scores. And one. Count it. 3-point play chance for Cannon catching. Great body control on the drive down the right side of the lane. And off the window for two. Chance to make it 3 as BYU makes it a 6-point lead, a game-high 6-point lead on a 7-0 BYU run. Chest pass to Fuseni Traore at the top of the key. Foose looks back door, not there. Down to a 7-second shot clock. Why not? Foose for 3! He was open! He shoots and scores! And Fuseni Traore with his first three-pointer of the season. And just like that, an 11-0 run for BYU. Angle left, drive to the hole, scoop and score! Elijah Crawford with the driving lay-in. Cut off at the free throw line, out to Catchings. Catchings back to Hall with a two-second shot clock down to one. Step back distance. Yes! Knocks it down! Dallin Hall with the shot clock buzzing. The crowd buzzing for Dallin's three that gives the Cougars a 10-point lead, 35-25. Cannon Catchings. Float game. From the right side, Cannon Catchings makes it 37-25. BYU by 12 for the first time tonight at the free throw line. So on the bounce, gets a little shield, drives and scores. Kayla Kane, a nice job screening for Dawson Baker to get low and throw it off the window.
Should give an assist to big men who do that. He created that for Dawson.
Outlet Hall, down floor Cannon. Corner, Ritchie. Three, yep. What a play. What a play. The ball was down the floor so fast, and Ritchie knocks it down left corner to give the Cougs a game-high 15-point lead, 42-27.
Super unselfish from Cannon, too. He could have taken it up, tried to dunk that, but he knew Ritchie was in the corner.
Missed wide right, slap out by Ritchie to Trevin Nell. Shoots and short on that. Gets his own rebound, push shot,
third
and got
time's
that one to
charm.
Go. And with the clock running out, that'll be it for half number one. Third time a charm for BYU on the possession. And the Cougs take a game-high 17-point lead to the break. 44-27 Cougs. A left wing to Cannon Catchings. Cannon, left corner. Wow. Smooth-looking shot. And with that, Cannon joins Dallin Hall, joins Trevin Nell with 10. 47-33. How about Trevin Nell?
Another way,
another one. Trevin Nell. 27th time he's had three or more threes in a game. Eighth all-time at BYU. Cannon Catchings, Trevin Nell, the leading scorer. Trevin Nell with 13. Cannon with 10. The lob up from Dallin Hall to Kayla Kata. Normally we expect a throwdown, but he dropped it over the rim softly for two. Dallin will drive it. Dallin will hand it behind his head to Kayla Kata, who throws down. And there is career assist number 300 from Dallin Hall. And what a helper to Kayla, who hammers home. And he misses. Offensive rebound, stick back and score. Kayla Kata cleans it up and gives the Cougs an 18-point lead, 56-38. By Collins, the rebound, Kata down floor, Dawson a two-on-one, takes it right to the rim, scoops and scores. Ritchie Saunders with the layup at the rim. Did I call Dawson on that? It was Ritchie on the drive.
You did, but you eventually got it right.
Trevin Nell, left wing. Trevin, he'll pirouette and score from three. Trevin Nell, 4-for-6 from deep. BYU to a 20-point lead, 61-41. Down floor, Trevin. Trevin down the barrel will take it himself. A little Euro float score! Trevin Nell, 18 points to lead all scorers. He's an imposing figure at 7-1. Oh. Ritchie Saunders draws contact and somehow squeezes it up and scores from the right block. Ritchie with now double figures, 10 for Saunders. Who operates up high, the handoff to Baker. He sees an opening drive, lean back, score with the right hand! How about that? As the defender converges on Dawson Baker, he changes the body angle and flips it off the window. Cross court left, Dawson! Yes! Dawson Baker, shot maker, three-pointer left side, and the Cougs by 26 let Dawson bake. 70-44, Cougs on top. Dawson jumps a pass to Ritchie, right corner. Got it, Ritchie Saunders! 15 for Ritchie. Second leading scorer for BYU tonight. Rebound Saunders down floor. On the dribble to the left side, takes a hip check, no call. Finds Foose up high, gives to Hall near the timeline. 20-second shot clock, 8:05 game clock. BYU by 18. Dallin to make it 21. Yes! Ooh. Three-pointer right side. Five in a row for BYU to answer the 11-0 Fresno State run. Dallin Hall's second triple. He's got six. A nice move to get racing into forecourt and down the lane and to the rim up and in! Coast to coast for Saunders for two. And BYU back up 21. The Cougs get to 80 at 80-59. Holds it out for Dallin Hall. Dallin to the bump into a three. Why not? Knocks it down. Dallin Hall, 3-for-5 from three. Finding his stroke, as are the Cougars, on 14 threes tonight. 14-for-33. And BYU by 24, 83-59. It's back to an 18-point game. The lob up. Hey! Makeda with the throwdown. The pass came from the left side. And Kaba on the right side of the rim with the alley-oop finish. Cannon Catchings lobbed it up, and Kaba threw it down.
Better pass that time. Kaba able to throw it down.
Allen up top. Bounce to the right. Bounce down the lane. Holds it back with the right hand. Scoop and score. Great control by Dallin Hall. An That's 11 for DH. His first double-figure scoring game, I think, since the first game back. But the tip is good by Kayla Cada. Float game missed by Richie, but Cabe is there to clean it up. And 91-67. Dallin down the lane again with the right hand, again off the window, and again a score for Dallin Hall. 13 points for Dallin. With a minute to go, we'll drive. Blocked by Kayla Cada. Into the hands of Dallin Hall. 55 seconds to play. BYU into forecourt. Trevin Nell has an open path. Reverse lay-in. Score!
What a game.
To the rim. No. Trevin grabs the rebound! Rebound number 10. He knows he got it. First career double-double for Trevin Nell. And BYU can bounce it out. BYU can bounce it out. We're down to 6-5. 3-2-1, and we are done. Final score, 95-67. The Cougs defeat the Fresno State Bulldogs.